This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
Enjoyed that awesome intro done by the one and only Zach Eubanks. Make sure you let him know what awesome work he did. And sound from the spoopy, as you saw, spoopy Lucas Eubanks.
Spooky Lucky, baby.
Spoopy by Lucas
spooky
Eubanks.
Spooky Lucky.
What?
Spooky Lucky. Spoopy, spooky.
I already heard a spooky voice.
Yeah, spooky Luke. Spooky Luke Banks.
Spooky Lupe brought to you tacos down the street.
Taco, no, the Taco Bell's closed. It's a sad, tragic turn of events.
The Chalupe.
Yeah, everyone's so shocked the Taco Bell's closed. Adam found this out last week. I'm like, it's been closed for 2 months.
It has been. They're remodeling Taco Bell's right
now. We're talking about this one particular Taco Bell, not all of them, right?
Just the one down the street.
I'm a wreck for the rest of them.
It's the one that feels
Taco
hyper
have been handled.
We'll go get some chalupas after this.
Chalupes.
But ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching today's tale. Is called Camp Blood.
Ooh,
the setting is a 1980s girls' summer camp called Camp Sophia, and we're gonna meet our illustrious campers and counselors. But first, I gotta tell you how you can affect this show, everybody, because though I have crafted a tale, certainly you can just throw that all out the window and give me a bunch of shit I gotta deal with. So first of all, for $25, hashtag camper, you can create a custom camper.
Ooh.
Meaning it could be
a thing you like live in?
Yes. No, a
like
custom,
an Airstream?
You can create a custom child, which is really what just creating a child is. It's a custom child. But you can create one. That means it can be a weird, creepy kid or a strange, large baby or Stephen Dwarf or any kind of those things. They might be creepy or they might just be another camper. But $25 hashtag camper will get you that. For $50 at hashtag weapon, you can create a custom weapon for any of our players. Just make sure you're saying which player it goes to. And if you don't say so and you leave it up to me, I might choose. But any kind of custom weapon you want to create. At $75, berries, hashtag berries. If you do $75 for hashtag berries, you choose which camper or counselor has to eat any of those berries. If they do, I roll a D6. And after that D6 has been rolled, certain things would happen depending on what it lands on and who ate that berry.
What?
And we will go over that should we reach $75. At $100, override. You, the chat room, someone in the chat, you become the GM. And that has led to madness so many times. And if we reach our goals of $250, every $250, we will bring in a famous character from camp lore. And that could mean any other kind of thing. Your Jason Voorhees, your Troop Beverly Hills, any of them could come in and join the fray.
Great.
At Camp Sophia.
I look forward to all the characters from Wet Hot American Summer.
Is it called Camp Blood because we're all women?
What?
What?
Is it called Camp Blood because you're all women?
Welcome to puberty.
I just had to ask.
No is the initial answer, but we'll say yes for tonight.
I'm so sorry.
I'm glad you're in the shrinking chair. All right, but let us begin this episode of Blood Curdling Tales of Terror. Camp Blood, it's not a menstrual thing.
Thanks for clarifying.
We open up on 1983. It's near the end of summer, late July, early August. And a lot of the kids have already gone home. We're coming across Camp Sophia, and the afternoon is about 3 or 4 o'clock. The sun is starting to just set a little bit over in the mountain area. The lake has some children swimming in it. And this camp is a really pretty well-to-do camp. A lot of people like it. It's very popular, especially this time of year. Most people will send their children to it, and it's so beloved that sometimes these children will then grow up and become counselors and stay working at that camp over the summer. But there might be a mystery to the camp. There might be a dark, shady past.
No, we'll everything's see. Fine.
Yeah, but we'll find out as we go along. As we go across from the lake, we see sitting near what is the communal fire pit, right near some of the bunks and different settings, sitting there poking a stick into last night's dismal fire is Brenda Woodhouse.
Ugh, it is such a shame that nobody at this camp seems to be capable of making an actual working fire. I really need to instruct the campers better on how to do this. Back when I was a camper, it was the first thing that we learned.
Running up to Brenda Woodhouse is camper Debbie Pickin.
Counselor Brenda.
What is it, Debbie?
Everything is fine. Don't worry. Jenny fell and scratched her elbow, and I just know that we need to report it right away, and I wanted to do that as head of medical.
Absolutely. Did you take her to first aid?
I took her to first aid, checked her in, signed her in, dated it, timed it, specifically exactly for 10:39 p.m., which is super late since it happened last night. But she's been bleeding out all night. Point is,
so she's got blood.
She's okay. There was a lot of blood. There was a trail, but everything's okay. She's getting stitched up. Just need to report it to you.
Well, then it sounds like you did everything right, Debbie.
I sure did. I always try to do everything right here by the camp.
All right. Well, did you make the fire that was in this fire pit last night?
I did not.
Oh.
But I do know that nobody at this camp can make a good fire.
That is true. We really need to work on that.
But let me tell you, going back as far as the camp's history, I don't think anybody's been able to make a good fire. It's been a problem. There must
as
be
this conversation goes on, Debbie talking about Brenda's ear, we go through into one of the bunks, and sitting there in the counselor bunks is Georgina Glassman talking with a camper.
Listen.
Just how do you know the boy likes you?
It's just one of those things that I can't explain fully because I don't know if a boy has liked me. But I think
what?
Well, you know, it's not so much important whether a boy likes you or not, but if you like yourself. Like, do you think of yourself as your own best friend?
No.
Well, that's your number one problem.
Are you your own best friend?
I don't know, but I'm working on it.
How long have you been here?
For too long.
Oh. We leave that cabin into the lunchroom area, about 30 feet away from the cabins. And sitting there is Melody English enjoying her dinner.
Absolutely delicious food. You know, I didn't expect there to be good food at camp, especially in America. I mean, it is all beige, but it's very salty and flavorful. I will say it's quite delicious, yes.
The chef, Brenda, walks up to her. You like it?
Oh, yes, it's delicious, isn't it? How did you rustle this up together?
I poured a bunch of stuff into a pot.
Some incredible home cooking. Lovely. Home recipe, then.
It's a real jambalaya.
Jumbo the elephant. Sure, I know that one. That one's very good. No, it's Dumbo. Sorry, it's Dumbo. It's Jumbo the clown. Sorry, I'm getting used to the culture over here. I'm very confused.
How long have you been here?
I actually just got here. I'm staying with my auntie. It's the first time I've ever been outside of my house, really, in England. It's a cottage. It's very small. It's nice.
That's cool.
Thanks.
As the chef leaves, over the loudspeaker you hear, campers and counselors, please come to the recreational area. Please come to the recreational area. We have to start planning the talent show.
Yes, I love the talent show. Learning to make appropriate fires can wait.
The talent show makes me a little nervous because I have talents, but no one wants to hear of.
Absolutely nerve-wracking. I don't think I even want to watch it, to be honest.
I'm so excited about it. I'm the stage manager. That is my talent. I stage manage out in front so everyone can see all the organizing that I'm doing.
So as you guys all get up and you start heading towards the recreational center, all these campers and different counselors are making their way. It's kind of this hustle and bustle. People are talking about good swim and stuff like that to each other. And you're all sitting down. There's about maybe, including you four, there's about maybe like 20 to 30 other people.
Okay.
And the head of the camp, is walking up wearing little beige shorts on the microphone. Hey, everybody!
Yes!
Two camps. All right, two clapping people. Great. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, God.
Girls camp.
Girls camp. I'm sorry. I got over when I'm not, when it's not the summer, I work at an auction hall, so I'm just so used to it. Anyway, you all know me. No need for introductions, but for those of you who are checking this out and maybe just haven't met any of these meetings before, I'm Tutti Frutti.
Yep. Tutti Frutti. Good gracious.
Tutti Frutti was one of my first friends, but she's not my friend anymore.
And guys, it's the talent show in a couple days, and I'm so excited, and I hope each and every one of you participate, because it's an end of summer tradition before your parents come and pick you up, and before we end all of our great activities. And also, let's not forget, we have the competition with the boys' camp across the lake, but I hope none of you have been interacting with those boys.
Good gracious.
Make sure, boys, if you're going to sign up, to sign up with me and so I can put your name on the list.
Director Frutti?
Yes?
Did we make sure that the multipurpose room is actually up to fire code? Because last year, we were in direct violation on several accounts.
Ooh, can't forget that. Debbie, I'm putting you on that. Make sure it's up to fire code.
Got it.
Anything else, Brenda?
No. I'm just excited to see what everybody's going to bring to the table.
Great, great. And while she's talking, the door to the recreational center bursts open, and in comes a camper. She's gone!
Goodness gracious, what is the shouting about? Hashtag character Angela B. Carissa Camper at Camp Blood. I think she might have thought it was sleepaway camp, though tongue.
Though tongue. All right, writing that down, Angela Baker.
So we just heard that one of the campers.
This camper's running in sweaty.
Wait, calm down.
She's gone. Calm down.
Who's gone?
Yes, she's could mean a lot of people. There's only girls at this camp.
Lillian, we went on a hike and she said she was gonna go to the bathroom and I didn't want to watch her, of course, because I'm not like that.
Plus, you guys are buddies. What is the buddy system?
Calm down, everybody. Don't shout at
me. I know you're at me. I know what the buddy system
is. It's okay. It's all right. Sit down. Just put your head between your knees. Take a few deep breaths. We're going to get to the bottom of this. No need to call any parents.
She does so. She puts her head between her legs.
Good job,
Susie.
Lovely.
She starts breathing.
Okay. And now, where were you? Oh, no. Goodness gracious.
Oh, no.
Oh, I may have given her the wrong instruction. Yes.
May I go look for Lily?
You and me not going on myself. Your own.
Roll a d20.
15.
18.
Oh,
wow. Rudy's like, here we go. Well, we're going to do that. We'll do it as a group.
Listen, we have to talk about this rationally.
What's that?
I said we have to talk about this rationally. First, I want to inspect Susie, who just passed out. I want to try to, apply a cold compress to her head and make sure that she's okay.
I'm going
to
put her in the recovery position while you do that.
Here you go. Let me get my medical kit.
The recovery position, I'm going to take her right hand, put it over her cheek, and I'm going to take her left arm, put that behind her back, and I'm going to roll her onto her side so she vomits, she doesn't choke on her own vomit.
So you're doing this while you're...
Right, well, I'm like, yeah, put your cold compress on her head.
And this is making me very nervous. Other people's anxiety causes me to have anxiety.
It's okay, dear.
But I don't want... It was fine.
Maybe don't put your head between the knees because it didn't work last time, but maybe just take some breaths.
I'm fine. I'm an adult. Okay. I can handle this.
All right, Jen, easy. Everything's fine. Okay.
Anita Baker walks up and goes, this is crazy. This is a crazy situation on the camper, by the way.
Sometimes campers misidentify hashtag berries, and looks like Jessica's character has this time.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Jessica, you are having a berry.
Those are the berries?
Yeah. Those are the berries. You are having a berry because you're just like, oh, you're trying not to freak out. You think it might be your medication. It's not your medication, it's a berry.
Oh, no. There are small white berries. I'm going to be fine.
Georgie?
Are those prescriptions?
Roll a D6.
Fuck.
Did you get that from your physician?
Yeah, my mom has it shipped to me every beginning of the summer. Four.
Four. So at four, so to walk everyone through what 1 through 6 is on this. Number one, laughing hysterically like a madman.
Jesus.
Number two, super awake like you had 18 cups of coffee. Number three, way sleepy. You didn't have 18 cups of coffee. Number four, which is what Jessica's about to experience, is a voice change. Number five is a celebrity impression, and number six is animal sounds. Mm. And these last as long as I want them to.
No! Okay, what's my voice? Does it voice any voice change?
Chat, if you have a suggestion for the voice change.
Yeah, it's better if they have a say.
Although I don't have a chat window up here. So yeah, you know what, for right now, it's gonna have to be.
I could pull it up.
dummy.
I feel like what you consider a really tiny mouse.
Sure.
What do you consider a really tiny mouse?
So you've taken this medication, and you're feeling faintish yourself.
Is your throat constricting? Can you breathe? Are you okay? You can breathe okay? Okay. You sound very squeaky.
I'm very high-pitched.
What did she do?
It looks like she took some of her medication. An inhaler.
I can go to the cabin to get her inhaler.
Somebody go with her.
Do you have your inhaler on
you? Where is it? Can you point towards it? This is very stressful. Okay, it's over. How she slapped my hand. It's over that way somewhere.
I'm going to have you roll to see how quickly you're able to get the inhaler.
Okay.
Oh, snap.
12.
17.
Oh, so it's a race between the both of you. It's now a race of who's the best.
Wait, no.
Angela, and while this race is happening, Angela Baker walks up to Brenda.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
How long would it take to get to the boys' camp to not be seen and then come back?
Oh, God. Well, I mean, it's not that difficult to get there.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you get there?
I mean, we marked a trail with pink chalk through the woods. I'm just following the pink chalk marks on the trees.
Duh.
Angela Baker takes this moment. There's this chaos of one student fainting and another having an asthma attack to leave and go find the pink chalk. Will she come back? We'll see.
I mean,
who could say?
I have to admit, that is an opportunist.
That good old Angela Baker. So you two, you both make it, but because you rolled a 17, you were able to get to it first. Also, being the counselor, you could have told her as a camper to wait.
No, I knew I got it. You run faster than I do. Take it back. I knew where it was, but you can run quicker.
Okay.
Oh, gosh, I'm so exhausted. I'm laying so good.
So you make it back in, inhaler in hand.
I make it back first in, I hand her the inhaler.
You can stop doing that voice.
Oh, thanks. It's hard with the scratchy throat, but anything else.
I need to report an asthma attack.
Right. Also, we have a camper who's passed out.
I'm back, I made it back.
I need to report both as head of medical.
Absolutely. Need to deal with the young lady who's missing.
Right.
So Fruity is on the floor.
Susie, woke it up yet.
Giving these little right. Cheek pats.
Director Fruity, maybe we should take Susie over to first aid.
All right. She grabs her and looks Susie like a log.
So you're just
sure that's an appropriate way of carrying a child.
What was that?
What? You carry her like a princess, sir.
Sir?
Madam.
I'm sorry.
The mustache was confusing.
You have a very nice mustache. Please don't see this as an insult.
We're all born different, English.
I understand. Sorry.
I've been trying for years to get her to see the benefit
of personal grooming. It's ridiculous, isn't it? It's quite obvious. Hello.
Is Director Fruity just leaving?
She listens to what you're saying about the princess thing. The mustache comment kind of upset her, but she's like, well, maybe there's something to this.
So she's taking Susie to
deadlift, sir.
Lift, sir.
And when she does it, that's when like Susie like wakes up because of all
Susie, this lovely, you are conscious. Where is Lily?
I don't know. We were in the woods.
Which direction, dear? Just point us.
To Rockface Mountain.
Rockface Mountain, Rockface Mountain.
Well, not Rockface Mountain. Do you guys know the legend of Rockface Mountain?
There's bears there.
Yep. In camp history, more bears have been seen on Rockface Mountain than any other part of camp.
Which is exactly why you shouldn't be going up there by yourself. Tell them, Brenda.
Bears.
Yeah, what exactly were you doing out there?
We knew camp was ending soon, so we just kind of wanted to see. We've always been told not to go there and not to go to the boys' camp, but we might have gone there already. So we just had to go to the last spot we haven't been yet, which was Rockface Mountain.
Whoa. So you have been to the boys' camp then?
Marlin from the nearby all-boys camp Cucamonga across the lake got lost on his way and ended up on Camp Sophia. The bespectacled counselor hashtag camper glimpsed Georgina and went, whoa. His poetic heart began to compose a poem.
What?
So, thank you so much. Real quick, you can tell me what, you can create a character. You can't tell me exactly what it's going to do. That's a GM power, which is a little bit more. But, so we have a boy from Camp Cucamonga, which will be the name of the boys' camp. And he also might have snuck across. And he might be making his way into the story in a bit.
Because of the blue chalk that they use to outline. They use a different path.
Boys and girls.
Well, if there are two things I was absolutely terrified about running into when I came to America, it was boys and bears. So I'm not very happy right now.
The two bees.
The two bees.
You shouldn't have come to America.
Bats and bears.
We seem to have both of those.
There's lots of boys and lots of bears.
Yeah. So, like, either of those things, I'm quite fond of just tea.
I would like permission to go up and try to hunt a bear.
Oh, no, that's no, okay, absolutely denied.
A little bit extreme.
Not a chance in heck.
All right.
That's a little extreme. Okay, we need to think about this rationally, all right? Realistically, if what Susie
girls.
Says is true, then it's possible that Lillian just got lost on her way coming back from the boys' camp. Maybe she got confused and she stopped following the pink chalk signs and started following the blue ones.
We should also look at the possibility of them potentially pulling a prank. We cannot underestimate the cruel nature of these young little girls. I have also been treated cruelly by young women in my tenure here, so this could be a joke.
It's not!
Oh, I didn't know you were right there still, Susie. I'm sorry.
Susie,
you said all this right in front of her face.
Georgie, I understand where you're coming from, but I think that's a little insensitive.
I just think we need to look at all possibilities, but I agree. I'm sorry.
Is there any way we could call a Bobby? I mean, I'm sorry, a ranger or a sheriff or someone like that just to come here and assist us with the possible missing child?
I have an emergency contact list hanging on the refrigerator in the mess hall.
I think your retainer's falling out.
Thank you so much.
You run into a hashtag camper, a redhead named Michelle. She's part of the band at camp and likes to play the flute.
So, there's emergency contact. Mm-hmm. So we have a couple options here. We could assume it's a prank. Mm-hmm. We can go investigate, or we can call emergency contacts. So I'm going to the three of you roll d20s.
Okay.
We're now wanderers out of the woods, wearing 3D glasses and carrying a bloodstained axe. It's Nature Trail Dale in 3D. Hashtag character.
So Weird Al is going to make an appearance
cool.
at
Great.
Some point.
Oh, excellent.
I got a natural one.
Oh, I got a two.
Nice.
13.
13. All right, so the plan is to investigate.
Great.
Call the emergency services.
Yes.
Okay. A personal authority, a Bobby,
yes,
I mean a sheriff.
Services.
Oh, that's emergency
services.
Yeah.
I was investigate.
Sure.
So everyone's looking fruity. He's like, that's right. That's the right call. We should call the ranger.
Let's go to the director's office and call the ranger.
So,
apologies for the overreach of the character. I'm caught up in helping build this story. So here's a hashtag weapon, a wood axe, GM's choice.
Excellent. Okay, so someone is going to get a wood axe. I'm going to give it to the overzealous camper.
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
Oh, so God.
As people are making their way out, there's a fire axe near the door that he just kind of grabs it. Puts it through, and so you're going to add, on your rolls of attack, you're plus five.
Great. Wow.
So you put the fire axe, and you guys start making your way towards the director's office, because that's where the phone's going to be. Tutti Frutti, Susan, and some of the other campers, and you guys run into Michelle, who is walking out of her bunk, flute in hand.
Michelle, did you really not hear the announcement that we had an entire camp assembly?
No, I did.
Well, why do you think that you're exempt from that?
Because I needed 5 minutes alone.
Okay. Well, I will say we do respect your privacy. It is essential that we are all together. We do have a missing girl right now.
I know
now.
What my talent's going to be. Oh, what?
Yes, yes. So if you could get with the rest of the children, it'd be great if we didn't come looking for you as well. We already have an emergency situation, so please help us help you by getting with the others.
Michelle, okay. I appreciate that you are your own best friend.
Thanks.
On your way, Michelle.
You guys start making your way to the director's office, and while you do, Michelle starts playing the flute. Do 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 do
do do do do do do do do do do do
do
do do do do
do do do do do do
do
do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do
do
do do do do do do do do All the phones that were hanging on the wall have been ripped out.
Where are the telephones? Where is the nearest telephone box? There has to be one on the side
Let
of the
Let me look at the camp map.
There might be a bear in box.
Here. Excuse me?
Like a payphone?
The closest payphone is a mile and a half away. It's down near the gas station.
Well,
stop.
You're definitely not going there,
I would like permission to go there.
You're not. No, we don't need to go there.
You can't go by yourself.
That's how this whole situation arose in the first
place. Listen,
I'll take a buddy.
We need to talk about this rationally, all right? I think that what we need to do is we need to send somebody, an adult with a car, to go to the payphone and call the authorities and inform them that something has happened.
Direct the Tutti-Frutti.
We don't...
Yeah, I'm going.
Go to the phone box and take the child with you to the hospital, if you will. We would need to go find that girl before sunset.
Nope. Exactly.
Nobody knows the campgrounds better than I do. I would love to go and accompany Tutti-Frutti.
No.
You're not accompanying me, Debbie.
Okay.
Listen, Debbie. We're going to need your expertise to help us find
William. Yes,
like you said,
skilled.
Nobody knows the campgrounds better than you.
Right, that's so right. You come with us.
Michelle, does anybody have any other requests?
We're good. I mean, how
about we play the quiet game?
Or jazz?
Sounds lovely.
Why do you build me up?
Inappropriate, Debbie. All right.
As you see in the window, Tutti Frutti driving away.
Okay. You've got to sign up for the talent show, by the way, Michelle.
I'm not sure yet.
Listen, Michelle, how about this? We're going to leave you with a couple other counselors, Tammy and Donna.
Okay.
And they will all... And Michelle, I think you have a very important job, okay? Number one, you can practice playing in front of an audience so you can do great in the talent show. And also, you can keep everybody calm and entertain them with your flute music.
Well... It is nice to be wanted. She goes over to the other two counselors.
What issues does she have? Nice to be wanted.
Phew.
So, you now have it that the four of you are going to decide to go investigate.
Yes.
And try and find Lillian.
Before sunset.
Before sunset, if you can.
All right, we should go out the trail.
Hashtag weapon for a random player. It's a talking can of mixed vegetables that sounds like Archer. You can give advice. Or just hit someone with it.
Okay.
What is it?
Or just hit someone with it.
So there's going to be a talking vegetable can. So right before you guys...
The former camp director.
Yeah. Before you guys leave the camp, you make your way to the kitchen because you don't know how long it's going to take.
Right.
This might take a little bit.
Let's get my chat favorite hashtag character here. He'll I have the chance real quick. It's a 10-foot tall replacement baby. It's been a bit since he's been changed.
Oh no.
All right, replacement baby has made a return after season two. Not yet, but he'll make it. He'll be here. He'll be here soon.
Replacement baby.
So you guys make your way to the kitchen to gather some supplies. It could be food, but there are possible. Weapons, things that can be used to help, flames, things of that nature. So what does everybody want to grab?
I equip one of those spelunking lights for my forehead. So that
just sitting in the kitchen?
That's right. There's part of, there's this equipment there. Because it can get dark when you're making
Three
snacks.
Feet Dwarf, Stephanie Dwarf, hashtag character.
All right, Stephen Dwarf has made his appearance, finally.
Okay, fantastic. No, it's because it gets dark. We're not allowed to have lights after sunset, so you have to make your...
Yeah.
Snacks inside, you have to have...
Fair. All right, yeah, fine. You have a flashlight.
Yeah, I want to see if there's, a big flashlight.
Like a real thick...
Like a big, thick, mag light.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you start... Where are you looking?
Exactly. In, the drawers in the kitchen. You know, there's always a junk drawer somewhere in the kitchen.
So while you're looking for that...
I'm going to get some snacks and some bottles of water, because I am homeschooled. I have no idea how to survive in the wild, but I do like snacks.
Okay, your sack is only going to be able to hold... A couple of things.
Okay.
So, how many bottles of water?
Three. Four.
What are your snacks?
Five.
What are your
Eight.
You ran out of room. You have no room for snacks. It's all water right now.
Okay, I have four bottles of water and six granola bars.
Six granola bars. Okay. I'm going to, you can use that for health. So if you get injured or hurt by anything, you can decide to take those. How many is it again?
Four bottles of water, six bottles.
Hashtag character, a cute little furry mogwai camper stumbles upon camp. He even does a little backpack, a canteen, and a walking stick. People can name him.
Little mogwai, okay. All right. So...
Better not feed him after midnight.
So, and what do you want to get?
I brought some pink chalk to mark our trail. I've got a backpack.
Sure.
And I think it's very big.
I think I'm putting in like some canteens, but without water, just in case we find a stream.
Sure.
I'm getting like a water filtration system.
What? It's 1983.
Yes. What it is it's just charcoal and layers of sand. I made it myself.
And a sock.
And a sock. That's what I made. Some homemade water.
Girl, we're gonna live this still through the apocalypse.
Right. I've already got my axe. But then I'm gonna throw in a couple of things to try to, while I'm there, learn how to make an appropriate fire. If the opportunity, I'm going to take the advantage of having Brenda there with
exactly.
me. To maybe, before I have to leave camp.
Okay, I'm going to add 15 pounds to that backpack.
Wow. Yes!
So if you have to run, you might have to ditch the backpack.
Oh, man.
So let's throw that okay. on there.
Okay.
It's a big, heavy, cumbersome backpack. Hope you don't come across any cliffs.
Or bears.
Oh, my God. The bear setup.
So, yeah. With all that said, because you took a flashlight, I'm going to give you the weapon of the can of vegetables that can talk.
Okay.
So great. So, you get the vegetable can.
Is it like my secret friend or?
Yep.
Okay, great.
And if you decide to throw him, add +2 to any damage.
Can he come back to me?
Nope. So, use him wisely.
Maybe if you do with a flick, he can roll it back.
But I also would like to take a special meal. I could get anaphylactic shock very easily, so I have celery with me.
Where'd you put it?
In my pen protector pocket.
Where do you put it?
And it's a full one with the leaves still
on it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just, it's fantastic.
Full head of celery.
It's just full on like Fifth Doctor. Why do you have celery? Yeah,
and it makes a lot of sense because if it's full, I can eat it. Well,
I also want to get like some power bars and an Evian bottle.
Okay, jeez.
So those will be
cool, Brenda.
Those will be used for health.
Wait.
You guys start to make your way out, and as you do. We hit our first goal at 250, okay. So we bring in a famous camp character.
Oh,
whoa!
So while you guys are walking by,
Michelle wasn't famous enough.
A woman comes up to you. She's the head chef of the camp. Her name is Pamela Voorhees.
Oh.
And she comes running up. Where are you children going?
Hello, Miss Pamela. We are going out. We are hunting for Lillian, the missing camper.
Oh.
If you don't mind, we are young adults, actually not children. We are responsible for the kids.
I'm 14, still legally a child.
I understand what it's like to have a young child. My young boy, Jason, he...
That's wonderful. We don't really have time for this. We do have a missing child.
You're right. How rude of you.
The camp's mascot is wandering around. Hashtag character. It is a trash panda dress up like Ranger Rick.
Okay.
Great.
All right. We'll get to that. So Pamela Voorhees goes, I understand. I'm so sorry. I must go make dinner for everyone else because I'm the cook.
She's so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does this sweater be coming on me, by the way? Oh, you young women are so hip. Tell me if this sweater looks nice.
It looks really great. It really brings out the color in your eyes.
Ravishing, if you will.
Yes, lovely.
Far away, I'm cold.
It's appropriate for the temperature.
Roll for it.
My 16.
8. Jesus. Ah! Oh, all right. I wouldn't want my Jason being cold.
Is that now?
But she says, what does it smell like?
Like nutmeg and smoke.
Now, she's a little bit of a taller woman, so it's kind of baggy. It's like the sleeves hang just a little bit off.
It's okay. I have no fashion sense.
Well, goodbye. Goodbye, children. Hopefully, I will see you later on tonight.
Bye, Pamela. Lovely. Thank you so much.
I'm making hamburgers.
Don't even know what that is, actually. Great.
I've been at this camp for years, Georgie. I never knew that Pamela had a son.
I wasn't... Sorry, what was happening?
Georgie and I have both been at this camp for a really long time. I never knew that Pamela had a son.
No, in the ledgers of the camp attendance, he's never mentioned.
Well, this is an all-girls camp. Have you been reading the ledgers over at Camp Cucamonga?
Listen, no. Did you know that there were a couple times, there was one summer in 1938, early on in the history of this camp, that there were, it was split. That was the last year.
So while you're all talking, a boy from Camp Cucamonga, his knockers on, is watching you four talk and going, I don't trust them. I don't trust.
Do we
trust
see him?
Nope. He's far enough away. I don't trust any girl. And at that point, he's shoving young Jason Voorhees into the lake.
Oh, my God.
Back to you guys. So now the adventure has begun. You guys are
going to
make your way to Rockface Mountain, see if there's bears.
I think the that logically we start by covering the tracks in between the pink marks and the blue chalk marks.
Well, we also know what the trail is to Rockface Mountain.
That's true.
You got this map.
I'm still not discounting the idea that it's very possible that Lillian's just hanging out at the boys' camp. I mean, you know.
So you have two options. You have two options ahead of you. Rockface Mountain Trail, between the blue and pink. I'm going to have you both roll.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
I rolled a natural one, so.
Oh, that's right. I got to do things. Eight.
Not rolling this.
So you've won. Do you want to gloat about it, or are you just so convincing?
No. I get a little excited about the fact that I'm correct. But I use this as an opportunity to show my worth. So it's okay. We're just going to check this path out first. I will lead.
You're going to lead?
Yeah.
All right. So the order, yeah, the order is going to, since you were right, it'll actually just be in the order you're sitting in. So you make your way towards Rockface Mountain, and as you do, a little old creature wearing a cloak and a staff called a Mogwai.
It looks like someone discarded their failed woodworking project, but I bet Brenda can use this piece of wood with nails and screws sticking out at weird angles as an effective hashtag weapon.
All right, Brenda, you got a weapon. It's screws and a nail and a board.
What kind of half-assed, excuse my French, carpentry project is this?
It's mine. How walks the Mogwai in his robe.
What in the world is that? It's not into some sort of deformed badger.
I've never seen one before.
No, it's not in the book of natural wildlife in this area.
I'm a woodland creature.
It speaks.
Yes, I said something already.
Oh!
I am a forest creature. My name is Bartholomew.
Well, I throw the can of beer.
I'm
here. D20.
A five. Shit.
Natural one. You kill him. You hit him right in the nose, causing his nose to break and the bone going into his skull. And he just goes,
absolutely incredible! His wonderful
his magical staff in his hand spread out.
There was obviously some sort of possessed
and
woodland
the
creature.
Vegetables disappeared.
I must say, I'm mightily proud of you.
Can I get the can back?
No, I finished. You used the
can. Goodness gracious, well, great defense.
I'm sorry. I just got scared.
It was terrifying. Don't you worry about it.
So
that was not natural.
Creature died.
Let's just kick it off on the side of the path.
No, I need to report a possible murder.
No, it's fine. Nothing happened. Was an animal.
I would say it's a confirmed murder. I'm willing to overlook it because I'm not entirely sure it was here, but I am entirely sure that this wood with nails in it is a hazard, so I'm just going to take it with me.
I'm going to have Kelly, because Kate wants to just kick this thing off the road. Emma wants to be like, look, this happened, but let's just take the weapon. Kelly's like, let's report it to the police. The three of you are going to roll off.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
14.
4.
6.
So it's going to be... forgotten.
Time. Off the record.
Forgotten. Take your weapons.
And I'm taking my weapon.
You start walking away from Bartholomew's dead body. And it's as if the forest around, he sinks into the ground and beautiful flowers grow. Where was this beautiful woodland creature?
I'm telling you, it was some sort of anomaly. I've never seen anything like that before.
I think Debbie is very affected. This is her first brush with death of any kind. Her grandparents are all still living. Just like something changes in her in that moment.
Oh
just
my
just
God!
Just sadness enters.
It's not like this doesn't scar me a little bit too, but I do have this instilled thing in me where you act first and explain later, out of survival only.
So are you telling everyone this?
Yes, of course.
don't you worry about it. That was some crazy possessed demon American squirrel or something. Not normal. I'm glad you got rid of it and protected the group.
That was my intention.
Yes, you did a good job. You did want. You should be proud of yourself.
Myself, mostly.
You should be proud.
Thank you.
Yes.
So as you guys start walking, walking through the woods, you're heading towards Rock Face Mountain, the trail. Mm-hmm. And the woods start to clear. It starts to become, because you're obviously going up a mountain path kind of a thing. There's still some trees, but it's just a little bit less. And it's probably now about like 5. The sun's really starting to set.
Okay.
So time is limited.
I want to look around and see if I can find any sign of bears.
Okay. Roll a d20.
16.
There is definitely, there's like some dirt has kind of been pushed around. It definitely looks like there's been some foots.
Right. And it's all bears? It's not?
No.
I don't, oh, okay.
Seems to be a mix of bears, but also some feet, some kind of like foot, shoe prints, stuff of that nature.
Wait. It looks like there was some intermingling here of species bear-like and humanoid.
Well, you know, I might be willing to bet that because this is an open area, that this is a game trail. That as we are walking down here, as do other animals walk down here.
Oh, that's quite...
I have a book of prints, but what's the point?
What's wrong?
We're all gonna die someday.
Oh, yes, but we must enjoy the journey in the interim.
Oh, God.
Some folks tried to film the caveman film in this forest, but gave up. Bumatze left behind a hashtag weapon, a real pointy spear that production accidentally bought, thinking it was a fake prop. Maybe Georgina can gain some confidence with it.
So, while you're discussing that we're all gonna die, Georgina, you see what looks like a little rock face, and it looks like maybe some film equipment has just been left behind here.
Well, this is strange.
What's that?
It seems as though... As though a documentary film crew might have been here, or...
Oh. Documentary film crew!
Is that would explain weird? The human footprints.
That very well could.
David Attenborough have been here?
I don't think so.
Oh my goodness, how I got so excited!
It's very unlikely.
Oh, yeah. No.
So amongst this, some of like, there's some candy wrappers that probably some crew were eating.
Oh, this is stuff terrible! Like that.
You see a spear.
Oh my goodness, well this is a hazard.
You pick it up and it feels quite real.
Wow.
It's got some weight to it.
Oh. Ooh. Ooh, wow, goodness. Pointy end away from faces.
It's great.
Good.
Well, is that a real spear?
I don't know that I would know what would constitute a real
spear. Well, it is a stick with a pointy end. I would say that is a spear. What? She's bleeding.
No.
That's all. She's slipping off the ground. I'm not
Debbie,
sure.
I need to report.
Now she's slipping off everyone over there.
A cut finger.
Debbie,
are you
don't
okay?
You have do you your need... first aid kit with you?
I do have my first aid kit, but what's the point?
Wait, you know what, Debbie? The here, point. Eat this granola bar. I think your blood sugar level's a little low, dear.
So add a +3 to your spear.
I now have 5 granola bars.
What do I get for my bat with nails in it?
Oh.
Dead favorite character.
Because this was the foundation of what might have been something that's a little thicker wood, so I'll give you a +3.
Cool.
Ooh.
If it had been off the top of the hut, that's flimsier wood.
Got the same cross.
Listen, Debbie, nobody here knows first aid like you do.
Okay.
We need your skills, Debbie. You are uniquely talented.
I look through, I find some band-aids, but I'm like, no, we'll go bigger. I dig down further. I've got some gauze. I've got a splint.
Like digging.
Pull things out. Decide on just a little band-aid.
You know, there is another bag I saw that had lots of stuff in it. And that bag was owned by a lady called Mary Poppins. You like Mary Poppins with this first aid kit. Good for you.
It's very sweet of you guys to try to cheer me up, but life is darkness.
Good gracious. Okay.
What do we do?
I don't know.
And then I'm just going to stay here. You guys can go ahead.
No, we have to stick together. Remember the buddy system.
Girl, that was my rule.
You feel someone pulling on your pant leg. You look down, and there's a raccoon dressed like an astronaut.
Does anybody else see this?
See what now? Oh my good gracious!
A hashtag camper wanders in. It's Bill Murray. No, not his camp counselor character from Meatballs. Just regular Bill Murray because he liked to show up places as a surprise.
Yeah. So this little raccoon wearing a spacesuit pulls on your pant leg. You all scream and he goes, and then you hear from the bushes, hey, sorry. Bill Murray comes running out.
You stay back, man.
Hey, we're fine. We're all
easy.
Fine.
Are you Bill Murray, the actor?
Yes.
Bill Murray, what are you doing out here?
Filming a movie.
That would
explain the spear.
Is this an American celebrity?
Yes. It's called Caveman Raccoon.
So the raccoon belongs to you then, too.
Yep.
Why is he wearing a spaceman suit? Oh, good. Just
the plot of the film
up.
Is that NASA in the 60s sent a raccoon up instead of a dog, and he goes into a wormhole and finds a caveman. I'm playing that.
Whoa.
I mean, that would explain why you're wearing little more than a loincloth.
Hey, Bill Murray, once you reach a certain level of fame, does life matter?
Debbie finds a very bulky, but blindingly bright, laser pointer in her backpack. Hashtag weapon.
So you can have a laser pointer in your backpack.
Bill Murray, I like to say that I strongly relate to your character in Caddyshack.
Oh, that's nice. And to answer your question, as far as fame and life mattering, I don't know. But probably.
I just killed somebody.
So is that a domesticated rodent?
Somebody is subject to interpretation.
Yeah. Well, gotta go.
Wait.
Break's over. What?
One last thing.
Sure.
Did you see some little girls out here earlier?
There is a young girl. Actually, it's missing.
I did hear some creepy giggling.
Excuse me?
Creepy giggling?
Creepy giggling.
Creepy giggling.
Which direction?
Can you imitate the creepy giggling?
Yes, could you
just
please?
So we have a reference?
Yes, please.
Oh, goodness. You are so versatile, Bill Murray.
Yeah. Terrifying.
I'll never win an Oscar, though. As he walks off with the raccoon, cradled like a baby.
Master of wild knife. Yeah.
That man is an incredible being.
How unusual.
So now, and you pull out, you have a laser pointer. You can add a...
Don't point that towards any eyes. Oh, goodness, we could go blind.
What is blind? What is seeing?
It's when you can't see. Oh, you do understand. Okay.
And you can make that a +2. So you guys are now kind of at the base of what will become the mountain.
Okay. Well, the best lead we have is... Lily!
What is that?
Does that sound like a young girl?
Not particularly.
What does that sound like?
A dying animal?
Do you want to go investigate or do you
want to get away from it? Yeah, what is that?
What the fuck is that?
Okay. So you hear that. It sounds like it's getting closer. It sounds like the trees are coming down.
It must be a bear. We must be very loud. We're over here, bear.
No, stop.
What? We don't want to come in our direction.
Exactly. No, we want it to go away. We want to frighten it away.
It's a Listen,
depending on the kind of bear it is, there's different ways that you need to react.
Brenda knows so much about this.
If it is a brown bear, it's really big, and you feel like your impetus is you want to run away, but you don't.
Never run away from a predator, ever. David Attenborough taught me that.
I think it's ancient lore to hold a spear upward at it and in the hopes of piercing its heart, so I'll do that.
That being said... What creature is this? That was not David Attenborough's advice.
We need to be prepared for anything.
And then you hear, Mommy!
Lily!
Okay, that definitely sounds like a person. Let's go.
Lily!
I'm going to look around the ground, see if there's any sticks or anything I can grab as a weapon.
Okay, roll a d20.
Oh, gosh. 7?
18. You're just pulling up clumps of mud and getting your hands dirty.
There's nothing here I can use to defend myself.
Keep looking. I've got my laser and my axe.
It's a bear. You point that in the bear's eyes.
So you're making your way towards the noise.
Yeah, I've got my board with nails in it.
So you're making your way towards, and then bringing down, like, just... forest around him is a giant 7-foot-tall replacement baby.
No!
Oh, no!
Bobby!
Okay. Listen, I have a plan. Let's give it snacks. It's probably just...
granola bars!
It's probably just grumpy because it's snack time.
Let me just walk away.
I'm gonna unwrap 2 granola bars and throw that baby.
Hashtag weapon and old Teen Beat magazine is kicked up under the brush. One character flips through it, but the pages are worn due to the elements. The pages have been torn in such a manner to reveal an incantation of Cam's choosing to be known only after cast.
Interesting.
What?
So that will be a weapon that will be given in a minute. So, you want to run away? You want to try and feed it?
I threw 2 granola bars at it.
Well, hold on. So I'm going to have you both, roll
d20s.
Sorry.
Yep. 15.
Oh. 16.
So they're able to kind of convince you to, because otherwise you're going alone.
No, I understand.
So you throw the 2 granola bars, okay. The baby grabs them. He looks at them for a minute, goes, oh,
and you see he has no teeth to do anything with the granola.
Good boy, just come on it, nice and gummy, gummy. Make it soft with your spit. Good boy, now go around, go home. You don't belong here. Listen to me. I'm an authority voice.
He starts trying to open the granola bars.
They're open already. I threw them open.
Oh, good. So then he just starts like putting on, sucking on one. And it's mostly just turns into like him sucking on his own hand.
Nice. Good job, buddy. Off you go back home before you get trouble.
He sits down, landing on the ground, and just starts eating the other, not paying attention to you four.
Everybody, let's go.
So we go around the replacement baby.
Yes.
Round we go.
This is a waste of time.
What do you want to do?
I would like to reinstigate the finding of Liliana. I know that this might have been investigating her at one point, but I feel like we're getting easily distracted.
I'm trying to go find her now. We're getting around the baby so we can find our Lily.
I understand. So can we do it quickly, please? Because it's about to be sundown, and I'm going to need my nighttime pill.
It is going to be sundown. I'm very concerned about that also. Don't worry.
So you guys start making your way around replacement baby to the mountain. You guys start trying making your way up the mountain. It's not too steep. It's a trail. It's a pretty basic hiking trail.
Okay. Do we see any signs of a little girl?
Roll a d20.
Okay. That's a 7.
You don't see any signs of a little girl, but you do see a Teen Beat magazine. That has been thrown onto the ground. Mm-hmm. And when you go over, you pick it up. And inside...
That's a sign of a little girl.
...is an incantation. Definitely. There's words written on it.
This is weird. I've never seen anything like this in Teen Beat before.
I saw Lily reading that earlier.
Is this some alternative occult version?
What are you saying?
It's got what seems to be some sort of a spell.
Whoa. Strange. Why don't you read it out loud so we can all hear what it is?
I don't think I want to mess around with saying spells out loud.
What are you talking about? What could possibly happen?
She should say she has a pretty voice.
What can happen? What's the worst that can happen? I just saw a creature I've never seen before.
It could get a lot worse.
Die in front of me.
It's okay.
The ripe age of 14.
Melody, do you want to try and read it?
No. She's holding it right now.
We could accidentally summon a demon or, like, start
the demon,
apocalypse.
Excuse
me. I'll read it. What's the worst that could happen?
Demons are absolutely not real, but perhaps it's a message from Lily about where she is.
I volunteer.
Brenda, you're the coolest. You should be able to do anything.
All right, I'm gonna read it.
I respect you so much.
Okay, what does it say?
Octa...
Octa?
Clacto.
Clacto.
Mimitu.
Mimitu.
Now that doesn't sound like
that
any sort of language.
That doesn't sound like any language I know. It's like vaguely Latin.
And then as you say that, clouds start hovering over you guys.
Oh see, God, what did I tell you?
Does the weather change quickly?
And it starts to rain.
Oh, welcome. Oh, this is what it's like that in my country.
So as you stand there going, oh, welcome.
Not a worry.
You notice that the rain is a certain color of red.
Don't worry. I've read about this. Don't worry. It just means that the water was soaked up into the clouds, was taken from a place where there was red bacteria growing. That's all. It's just bacteria.
Here's a 15 to finish of Bodazeri Cool's hashtag character of Janet Voorhees, Jason's sister.
Janet Voorhees.
All right.
It's blood.
It's just bacteria. It's okay. It's just lipid.
No, oh, what is it?
It's very fungal, actually. I wouldn't recommend tasting
the almanac. And it does not say that it was supposed to rain now at all.
I don't think it said that it was supposed to rain blood ever.
It's perfectly fine. It's just rain.
So what do you want to do?
I want to go hide.
So there's a cave. If you go a little bit, you'll see there's a cave. Do you want to try and get there?
Yes, I would like to encourage everyone to go to the cave.
All right, roll a d20.
I would think Lily would also go to shelter.
Fuck. 9.
2. You're very encouraging.
I'm on board with the cave plan.
That makes sense.
Brenda, you don't want to ruin your clothes. Your hair looks nice. You're still too young to see all this blood. Can we please go to the cave?
It's not blood. Yeah. You're fine.
I think that's a good idea.
It's a natural phenomenon. It happens very rarely.
Does this happen in England often?
It rains all the time in England.
It rains blood all the time in England.
It's not blood. It's bacteria.
As
you guys make your way into the cave, you see it looks like there's a flickering flame.
Lily?
Dancing off the cave walls.
Oh. Lily!
No.
No.
Dad, it's not, who is it then?
I take my laser pointer out just so we can try to get a little bit of light in here.
And I'm holding my spear.
Who's that in there, sir? Sorry.
I'm taking out the mag light. You?
Are you a bear?
So we've reached our next goal, $500, which means we bring in another famous character from camp.
Woo!
So as you enter the cave, inside you see what looks to be like Kevin Costner from Dancing with Wolves.
Is he shirtless?
What?
Is he shirtless?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is exciting.
Yeah,
this changes things a little bit.
Young Kevin Costner, no shirt, pants on, is cooking.
So sorry, sir, my goodness. Yeah, we're looking for a young lost girl. Have you seen her by any chance?
I no longer want to die.
It's called puberty, darling. It's
what does she look like?
A little girl.
Yes, she's got brown hair with braids and freckles.
Yep. I haven't seen her. He stands up, and when he does, the flames show off his ass.
Oh, boy.
Do you happen to have...
definitely attracted to men, okay?
Clothes?
Yep.
What?
The clothes that I wear were covered in blood.
Oh, for her, yeah. It's not... It's... Oh, great.
He opens up his bag, pulls out a Confederate jacket, and throws it to you.
Okay, that's...
I also got some jerky.
Oh, that's...
So I made.
Nice. He'll throw your meat sticks at me, sir. It's very rude.
You can throw his meat stick.
Oh, calm down. Easy.
You haven't seen a little girl up here at all.
Seen all kinds of crazy stuff.
But have you specifically seen a little girl?
No.
Great. Thank you for wasting our time, sir. We do have to go.
You sure you don't want to stick around?
I could.
Maybe we'll come back later.
Like to volunteer to
No, you have to stay together. As a group, we can come back later.
The buddy system, we will.
I could buddy with him.
Mental. He's not note our buddy. Of where this is.
Absolutely.
Listen,
not.
I think this is just a sign that we should go to the boys' camp.
This is the end.
You might
of
as well
the
just stay here till the rain's over.
I would agree with that.
Okay, that's terrifying. Let's go. Off we go. Out into the rain.
Yes.
I take down, because I'm always listening to Brenda. She says we should make note of where this is. I take our map out and I add the cave to it.
With naked.
He puts his hands up on two cave structures that are just in there. He's like, all right, have a good one.
No!
He's doing pull-ups.
Yes!
My mother hears another hashtag character, a man calling himself Ja-O Canadian Guy De Los Sos, comes out of the woods. He looks like a hipster. You can he's lying about his name. Also, his hands are cacti.
Ja-O.
All right.
Okay.
Ja-O, we'll get there.
Oh my gosh.
So as you leave, seeing him effortlessly doing pull-ups in the cave.
Just going to wait, what's it? Click. Okay, now we can go.
Polaroid.
It was a mental picture. I'll tell you all about it later.
While we're walking, are we still heading toward the bear?
It sounds like you guys are. Do you want to head towards the boy camp, or do you want to keep going up the mountain?
Well, I assumed that this cave was the end of the trail, and Lily's not here.
It was on the side of the trail.
Well, then let's keep going. We've got to keep going.
Then let's keep going up the mountain.
While we're going up the mountain, I want to take Brenda aside because I need to process some stuff, and she's kind of my mentor.
All right, so you're gonna have a conversation. Okay.
Counselor Brenda.
What is it, Debbie?
As you know, this is my last year at camp. And I am not ready to enter the real world where death happens and where I have tingly feelings in my nether regions.
Okay, I think that you're blowing things a little out of proportion. Leaving camp doesn't necessarily mean death.
She will be blowing things at some point, won't she?
The feelings that you're feeling about that absurdly attractive half-naked man, that's perfectly normal.
Have you ever kissed a boy?
Of course.
Have you ever given yourself to a boy? You know, like when you take and you do this with your bodies.
Like sex?
Was that hand motion she just did?
Yeah.
Grotesque.
You know, when you do this, they're like far away, but they seem to start to
get really graphic
with my hand motions, and you do this.
Now, why didn't we just get back to talking about how much we like walking in the rain?
And then there's this.
Oh, good gracious. Listen,
and then you're spreading your there.
Listen, yep. Sex is very normal as long as you do it responsibly.
Okay. After seeing what I just saw in that cave, colors are brighter.
See, you have a reason to live again.
I do. Thank you, Counselor Brenda.
You're welcome, Debbie.
She's been awakened.
So you guys come back together after this conversation about sex. And you're continuing to make your way down the trail. And on the trail, you see what looks like a scrunchie. And it's not too dirty, which means it's probably pretty recent.
I'm going to pick it up.
It's a recent scrunchie.
Is this what Lily was wearing earlier?
I wish Susie was with us to confirm, but...
No.
It's our best lead.
It's true.
I didn't take inventory of what everyone was wearing this morning. I was too distracted.
Well, what a failure, Brent. Debbie.
I know. I normally do.
Debbie,
breakfast. I write
no,
it down.
No, this is a good thing. Debbie is learning to let go of some of the small details. This is a good thing.
She's really encouraging this insane behavior from her.
I'm going a little crazy.
Lily!
Hey, she's dead. She's probably dead.
Wait, Lily!
Listen, again, I think you're jumping to extremes.
Oh, I'm here, I'm here. Where are you? Lily, where are you?
The dark.
What?
The dark.
Dark, is there a
she's in the dark.
Has she slipped? Look down the side of the trail, see if there's any slip
I'm
marks
looking in
anywhere.
My code book to see if that could mean anything.
Could she be over the edge of the cliff?
Okay,
I take my headlamp and I go up, like scan the perimeter of the trees.
All right, and when you do, you start scanning the trees. You do see what looks like just a hand. Barely hanging out.
You guys, it's her hand.
Where is she?
You're stuck. I'm going to run over and grab your other hand.
Yeah, great. So
grab me your hand
in
the back.
Chain. Honey, can you feel my hand? I go to pinch her finger.
I just cheer him on.
You hear, that's not me.
I pulled you back.
You pull back and it's just a severed arm.
I would like to report a severed arm.
Okay, I see.
I'd also like to report a severed arm. Oh my god, throw it down! What's that? Evidence of a crime or something, or a prop. Rather, it's a movie prop. It's just a movie prop. It has to be just a movie prop. Like a
I got it on the ground.
Put it down! Stop touching it!
Okay. Feel it. How warm is it?
Don't touch it anymore.
Okay. We know that they were making a film. Is it a real severed arm?
That's what I'm asking, but she picked it up and she assured me it is real.
And when you're holding it up, maggots start coming out of the end of the stump.
Okay, this arm has been here for a while.
This is worse than raining blood.
Lily!
Where are you, baby girl?
Okay, Lily, if that's not you, where are you?
In the dark.
What
is
it
in
the dark?
I'm going to look along the side of the trail and see if there's a bit where she slipped down or climbed up, see if there's any disturbed stuff.
Like an open
cliff face kind of thing.
All right.
I rub my hand in the dirt because anything would be better than touching that.
Roll a d20.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
One.
You didn't realize it was dog poop.
Oh, no! Why?
You weren't looking. You were just like...
No! George, your hand is getting more and more filthy by the second.
Else I know.
Absolutely.
Gosh, this story sounds so familiar.
I have soap and water.
Great. Just hold away from all of us. Right there. I'm going to keep looking for Lily.
My God.
I give her a bar of soap. I have a bar of soap and I have some water.
Thank you. I'm sorry that I yelled at you earlier.
It's okay. Everybody comes around, old Debbie.
You're young, Debbie.
Sometimes I feel old in my soul. The past 24 minutes, I've seen a lot.
You've done a lot of growing up.
Yeah, I am. I'm very proud of you.
So you're looking to see, like, over a cliff.
If she went down or up.
Okay. So roll a d20.
Oh. We're doing good rolls, girl.
So horrible. you go to the cliff face, you look, and it's kind of just, you're not really seeing anything. There's not really any clear.
Lily, are you up or down?
Down.
I just start running down.
Oh my god!
Lily, I'm coming!
Down a cliff face?
Well, I assumed it was...
Do you want
to take this?
It's kind of more like this, like a trail with a cliff.
Straight down.
Okay, you want to think about that?
From living in the forest, kinda looks like Halleck Guinness, wearing brown robes. What a strange wizard-like hashtag character.
Alright. So what do you want to...
If it's directly down, I'm going to tell you. Does anyone have any ropes?
I have some ropes.
Who said that?
Coming from further up the trail, a man in a brown robe comes out and goes,
I'm the local hermit.
You're a monk?
Sometimes.
Wait, you're the local hermit? Because there are hermits in each area, and you're specifically the local hermit.
I did not realize that this wooded area was littered with so many
people. It's very heavily populated. It's a popular vacation spot.
I should have never felt this safe, ever.
Some like to travel, I don't.
Okay, local hermit.
Call me Old Ben.
Old Ben. Can you help
us
with this?
You don't really seem like you're that old to me. Like, it seems like maybe you're probably only in your 50s.
It's more of a mental thing.
Did you say you had some rope?
Yes.
Can I please have it?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Oh!
He goes, let me go to my hermit hut. I'll be right back.
I volunteer to go with him.
Is this low? Hang on.
What?
Where's your house? I'm sorry, I'm confused.
Hermit hut.
Your hermit hut.
A little bit up
how
the trail.
How long will you be?
Oh, 5 minutes.
There is a child trapped down this cliff somewhere.
Just give us your robe.
Did you not hear the screaming?
What?
Well, use your robe to tie.
Roll d20.
11.
3. Well, the child is stuck.
Oh, he's naked under it. Good night.
He's
cover
yourself. He's also 55-year-old ribs.
Oh, my goodness.
Something is weird with that thing about that.
I feel so much right now.
Apparently, living out in the wilderness here is very good for your abdominal muscles.
Yes. So I sniff it and then turn it into
it. That was just absolutely good gracious.
I thought you were using it to, like, dry your hand off.
Sure. No, but I'm good at fashioning it to, like, hopefully,
sure,
like,
sure.
All right, here's what I think we should do. We should do, like a rappelling kind of situation, like when you go rock climbing. So if we tie the makeshift rope around your waist, then we can lower you down into the crevice where we think she might be.
It's a great idea, because I also have the long sweater that doesn't fit
exactly.
Me, so I don't need it.
Yeah.
So we can make that, like, a cradle for her.
Right, and then you can be a base, and the rest of us can sort of zipline down.
Brenda, I just want you to know that even though you're, like, my only friend, I think you're great.
Thanks, Georgie. You're pretty great, too.
Thanks.
Wait, why is she your only friend?
Well, just, I feel like most people aren't very nice.
Also present.
You guys consider me a friend?
Well, yes, of course. What else would I consider you?
Which is better than a friend. You're like a god.
Hey, where did this arm come from?
Oh!
Don't worry about that.
We're glad that you don't know.
Is there... I thought it came from you.
I don't.
Old Ben, are there many fatalities that occur out here on the cliffsides?
There's a lot of things in these woods that cannot be explained, mostly at night.
Have you seen a little girl?
No.
Okay.
It sounds like you found her, though. She's at the edge of this cliff.
We can you please help us beat the strength base?
A hashtag character shows up. It's John Candy from Camp Candy. Oh, God. A very real cartoon very few people remember.
I remember it.
That's great.
Well, I have not seen a little girl, but I've seen many strange things, mostly at night.
Here?
Yes.
Things we should be scared of?
Oh, yes.
Like what?
There's animals and creatures.
I already killed one.
What?
We heard about the bears.
Well, I've never seen a bear.
No bears. Oh, good news.
But I have seen,
no bears.
I have seen large wolf creatures.
Oh, he said wolves.
Large wolf creatures.
Oh, he said wolves.
But that's not documented in the nature history of this area.
We've seen a lot of things.
No, are you perhaps an alcoholic,
today?
Sir?
They seem to be... What?
What?
What'd you say?
Are you perhaps a drinker? Like a little tip-tip and then...
Do you have alcohol?
If you're a hermit, do you have a buddy for the buddy system?
This is why I cut myself off from society.
We have so many questions for you, Ben.
That is why.
While we're talking, I'm also fashioning this into the robe.
Yeah.
I'm helping her.
Great. And I take the sweatshirt off and make it like an extra like loop in case so we can carry her.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm clearly the one that's going to be thrown down.
Yes.
No. So you throw the thing. So you're in there.
Right. We're gonna lower her down.
Yeah.
He got his neck sliced after a goat was thrown into the church last time. Mr. Adam and Digimon is in the woods for no reason. He's still doing a Melvis impression, but sounds like Mort Goldman from Family Guy.
Oh my goodness.
Well, all right, we'll get to him.
One second, before we start lowering her down, let's just tie the other end to a tree so if it slips out of our hands, we don't also lose our friends.
That's a good idea.
Okay,
good.
Just tie that over there.
All right. Is there a tree that's close enough?
Yes.
Well, there's a tree near my hut.
That sounds a little too far away.
It's 5 minutes away.
How about this solid piece of rock that's sticking out?
I'll just hold it.
Can't say I trust you, sir. I don't even know you.
I gave you my robe.
That's true.
That is true. Right.
I'll
stay here with you in the same.
We'll help steady the rope as we lower her down.
Fantastic.
So I'm going down the rock face. I can't say that I was particularly good in the rock climbing events during camp. But
she wasn't.
I wasn't.
You mostly don't have to do anything except kick your feet against a wall.
Whoa, Counselor Brenda, you're talking smack.
No, I'm just saying she needs to believe in herself.
As you're making your way down, you start to see, like, there's little crevices and things like that, and Lily is in one.
Oh, God. Can I notice any injuries or...
She's shaking like she's scared or cold, but not injured.
Hi, Lily.
Do you see anything, George?
Yeah, I see her.
You found Lily?
Yeah, hold on. Lily, hi. What's her last name?
Parker.
Hi, Lily Parker.
Well, you're a counselor. Shouldn't you know my name?
Yeah, but we never had much of a relationship, did we?
Fair. Did you see it?
See what, honey?
The creature.
There's been a lot of weird things happening here.
It's a wolf. It's a big wolf.
Okay. I just need you to come with me right now, okay?
Okay.
So I go to grab her hands.
All right. Put your little hands out.
Okay.
Roll a d20.
Good lord. Ah! 12.
3. Ugh. So you're able to grab her, and she just, and you put her on your back, or do you just hold her?
I put her in the extra loop of the Pamela Voorhees sweater.
Great. All right, so you have her.
I have her.
So now we're going to bring them back up.
Yes.
All right, old Ben.
I got her.
Fantastic.
Up we go, up. All right, now we need to bring them out.
So then you all start pulling?
Yes. Nice and easy. Yeah.
Just a little pulley system.
Yeah.
Just a little bit more.
Yeah.
This is no problem for me. Piece of cake.
Thank you so much for your help.
You're doing so great. You're doing so great.
A Smith & Wesson 625 JM model gun is found. This is the same gun given to Eddie Valiant by Yosemite Sam for getting him out of prison. The Toon gun uses its Toon bullets to kill Toons. Hashtag weapon.
All right. So... you guys are able, you get up onto the cliff face.
Good job, Lily, you're all right.
Lily, are there any injuries I need to report?
Did you not see it?
See what?
A wolf.
Was it the giant baby?
No, it was a wolf.
Okay, let's just get you down the mountain. The sun is getting very low. Let's get you back to take care of you. If there are giant wolves out here, we need to head back to camp immediately. I'm sure there are no giant wolves. I'm sure she's just in shock. But let's get out of here. Old Ben said that there were giant wolves. I don't know why you feel so inclined as to not believe him.
Thanks, Old Ben.
And you turn around and Old Ben is gone.
Whoa.
Is his robe still here?
Nope.
See, if he had a buddy, he wouldn't be disappearing.
He's not our problem. All right, let's get back to camp.
Let's go.
So you guys start making your way back to camp, Lillian with
I think I got her on my back.
Yeah.
Because, she's like 70 pounds soaking wet?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
She is, according to the legend. When I do inventory, she's 70 pounds soaking wet.
Exactly.
As you guys start making your way, you get down to the bottom. You get down to the bottom near the cliff, and you're still on the trail, and walking up the trail... is John Candy. Hey, how's it going?
Like, do we know him as John Candy?
Oh, he must be working on the movie.
I'm working with Bill. Have you guys seen Bill?
Oh yeah, he's just further up the way.
Oh, thanks.
So many Canadians.
Bye, Mr. John Candy.
Bye, John Candy.
Later, kids.
John Candy. I hope he lives forever.
Me too. He will. That's what happens when you laugh every day.
So John Candy goes off to go find Bill Murray.
You're feeling more optimistic, Debbie.
I am. I feel great. I've seen two gorgeous men, one of whom was older and made me question all sorts of things.
Is John Candy one of those gorgeous men? Because I might consider him one.
Ooh. Yeah, it could be. So,
you know what? There's someone for everyone.
Counselor Brenda knows.
So you guys start making your way down, and when you come across, as you're getting closer to camp, you come across Janet Voorhees, who comes running up to you guys. Guys, big fiasco. My mom's not going to be able to finish making the burgers.
Janet, calm down.
Janet, I think that there's bigger fish problems that are already in the process of being resolved, maybe.
No!
Counselor Brenda, we can't have hungry campers.
That's okay. I'm sure that we have lots of canned goods. We can always make vegetables. And plenty of granola. Yes. Everything will be just fine, don't you worry. Just sit down with your head between your knees. But Janet, why can't your mom finish making the burgers?
Because my brother drowned!
What?
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 Your brother, who we never knew about until today?
My brother, who doesn't have all his mental faculties, drowned at the boys' camp.
What?
I probably should have said that first.
Those stupid boys.
I drowned at the boys' camp. My mom went to go identify the body.
I need to report a drowning.
Okay, listen, it's not 100% confirmed until Pamela goes and identifies the body.
Anyway, we gotta make sure.
I think we should go to the boys' camp. Maybe she should take Liliana down.
I offer to make dinner for everybody while you guys figure out the drowning.
I think you should come with us. You're very helpful.
I don't know. I've had quite an emotional crisis.
Listen.
I feel like I need a simple activity like making dinner to get my thoughts back in order.
I think that's a really great idea. I think we should all go back and we should make dinner and we should trust that Director Tutti Frutti has successfully made it to the payphone at the gas station and the authorities are on their way.
Correct. Wonderful. Good plan. I like it. We are sorted. Let's do that and have a cup of tea, for goodness sake.
All right. So you guys are making your way back to the camp?
Yeah.
All right. So Janet's like, thanks, guys. Oh, my brother.
Sorry. My condolences. I've also seen death today.
Oh, yeah.
Well... We're not sure if it was who or what.
Now,
it was
not,
brutal.
Not the time, dear. Perhaps we'll discuss this later.
Anyway, when someone dies, the look in their eyes is...
Oh, okay.
Your brother probably...
Let's have hot dogs for dinner. Well, yum, yum.
It's like they didn't see it coming.
Okay.
I'm not sorry. I don't think I'm ever coming back to America. It's the most stressful time I've ever had in my life.
I just destroy her.
All right, let's go to the kitchen. Melody, why don't you make tea for everybody? You're great at making tea.
Tea will solve everything. I'll put the kettle on. Don't have a kettle. Why are there never kettles in America? Or I'll boil several kettles.
So we have a beautiful cooking montage.
What?
We have a beautiful cooking montage.
Yep.
Sets up bole bole. Bole bole.
Yeah.
Oh. We're grilling hot dogs.
Yeah, Jana Voorhees is crying.
I try to learn how to make a fire when it goes out, but we're still having trouble for some reason. We can't make a good fire.
We have like a flower fight where we throw flowers.
Yeah.
Lillian's like eating dessert early.
Yeah. Totally.
This is how girls hang out.
So we cut to the cafeteria where all the students. All the campers and counselors are sitting. They're like, dinner, dinner, dinner. The doors burst open. And you guys walk in with...
Woo! Like, I've got a plate of beautifully grilled hot dogs and just a whole assortment of condiments.
Yeah. I've done melon balling for the last, hour. There's just a whole ton of melon balls.
I've got some heated up canned carrots and some heated up canned green beans.
And
vegetables are good for you, children. You need to grow up and help me. Stop that immediately. Outrageous behavior.
Janet, just celery.
I will boo at that. That is a terrible choice.
Listen, I know that you're really traumatized by the potential death of your brother. But I think right now, what would really cheer up you and everybody else is if you went and got us some potato chips. In the pantry. In the pantry.
All right.
That's smart. Make her be active.
Yes, keep her busy.
Should I go with her, though? She's going there without a buddy.
It's within the building. She's probably be all right.
Okay, you guys are the counselors.
We'll roll a d20.
I do. I want to go with her. 19.
Ooh, yeah. Wow, you going with her.
But I don't tell them because they were like, you don't. And I'm like, they don't know the rules. The rules say buddy. So I sneak off by myself.
I'm too distracted feeding people hot dogs because I'm the only person that people like that has a tray of food that's still in here right now.
So you and Janet start making your way. And you're walking. She's going to get some chips. Thanks for coming.
You're welcome, Janet. Listen, I've learned a lot today, and I would like to help guide you through this time of mourning.
What'd you learn?
Well, I've learned that life is very short, and certain men living up on these hills have amazing abdomens.
Oh, you mean old Ben?
You know old Ben?
I know old Ben. Mm-hmm.
Old Ben's a hermit, though. That means he doesn't talk to anybody. He doesn't have a buddy for his buddy system.
That doesn't mean we don't go up there every once in a while.
Who's we?
Me and my mom.
You and your mom go up there to that scary area?
Well, we're technically employees. We're not campers.
Well, I guess not. I guess that's very true.
That's also where we found the animal.
What animal are you talking about? People were raving about these giant wolf bear things.
Oh, so you saw them too?
No, we didn't see them. We just saw a severed hand.
Oh, that means someone almost got away.
What?
Do you have any... ideas for the talent show?
Cool. I have so many ideas for the talent show. But no, but go back to that, Janet. What do you mean?
Do you think they'll like this talent? She pulls the curtain back, and as the full moon hits as her skin starts to fall off.
We come running out into the hall. What is that?
Do I still have my spear?
I take out my axe and I've had it with me strapped to a thing on my back.
Yeah.
My axe and my my laser pointer.
Sure. I take out the granola bar and throw it at it.
All right. Roll a d20, see if axe makes connection and add plus 5.
10.
11.
So I have 15.
Oh, yeah, 15. Okay, yeah. Okay, so
and
tell
if
me
I
that.
Count my laser. Does that count my laser?
Laser on the axe.
Because that's two.
That's a different action. So we'll do that next time. But so what do you do with the axe? Tell me what happens with the axe.
So because I've done my studies about, I don't go for anything. I just want to injure it. So I hack off a foot. I, go for a foot.
Okay. You go down and you hit the foot.
Spin.
And the wolf just goes, oh! And, tries to scratch at your face.
Oh!
2, it misses.
Wow.
It just misses you. So you 3 come running up. What do you want to do?
Do you want us to roll? Are we in an action fight now? Or,
yes.
Okay, great.
Oh, yeah.
So we come in to see what's going on, and it's a wolf. Holy shit, it's a wolf!
It's a natural legal Janet!
And this is like what? A big, standing on its hind legs.
Where's Janet?
Crazy traps.
That is Janet!
Maybe whoa. It's a bear! Big animal, go away! Get down to be a rock!
Man, I thought Janet had a
doing
big nose,
doing that
but
gets
that's
its attention,
something.
And it looks right
that's
at you.
I don't think that's gonna work.
I take a wolf bottle, I throw it at its face.
Roll a d20.
Wow!
It just hits
I have an idea of what happens. Can I say it? Can I do
sure.
it?
Sure.
So the wolf looks at me and he goes, "Aah!" And I throw the water bottle and it goes, "Pum!" All right.
All right. But it is made of plastic, so he just plays down and goes.
But it's full of water, so maybe it chokes a little bit.
Very little. So what do you want to do?
So I'm just going to ram the spear into its belly.
All right. Roll a d20.
Yeah. 9.
16.
6, actually. It doesn't matter.
Oh. But add your plus.
9.
Okay. So 16.
Sorry, it's been everywhere.
So you go running up with this thing, and the wolf swipes you away.
Oh, no.
Roll.
Fuck. I don't have anything. 6 again.
14. So it swipes you away, pushes you, roll a d6.
God. 5.
5. So take d5 off your 25 HP.
Oh, no. Georgie!
So you hit the ground. What do you want to do?
I'm going to run in and I'm going to smack it upside the face with my nail bat.
All right, roll a d20.
My nail bat. 20, not 20. Wow. Right.
Describe to me what happens.
So I come running in, Georgie, no! And I do a slide. So what I do is I with unparalleled athleticism, I just slide underneath it and then I take the board and I uppercut it essentially with the board, so it sends the wolf its head flailing backwards in a spray of blood, and it lands on its back.
Yeah. Okay. So,
bye bye.
Disadvantage for the GM.
3. So a bunch of blood goes, but it hits the ground. But it's still alive. There's still some life in it. So as it stands up, it reaches out and just. And what do you want to do?
I want to take my freaking axe again. And there's up behind it. There's a shelf. Full of a lot of there's a knife block, there's big heavy soup cans, a really heavy cast iron skillet.
Great.
And holding that up are 2 chains up to the wall. And so rather than come and hit down here, what I do is I throw my freaking axe up, boom, 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 and it takes those out. That stuff comes down and right on the head and soom, 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 right into it. Out.
Roll a d20.
Dramatic. It really was.
20!
So all of that happens. All of that happens. It's this wolf. And there's just no movement underneath the can.
Yes! Am I anywhere near the debris?
You're the last can comes rolling and it just stops right before you.
My lady!
Georgie, are you okay?
Georgie!
I have a gash on the side.
First aid kit, look, quick!
I just murdered Janet.
It's okay, don't worry about it.
Just murdered Janet.
We'll take you to therapy
also. You also saved my life.
It's okay. You did, you saved her life. Can you tend to her wounds? You're so good at it.
I would like to report a minor wound, but I will take care of it.
Yes.
Right as you guys are celebrating, the wolf sits up and goes, ah! And right before it can do anything,
oh!
Its head explodes because Lillian shoots it with a Smith & Wesson 625.
Yes,
Lillian.
Wow.
She puts it back in her little shirt and goes.
I am going it, to ask like where you got that.
Are there like singing tune bullets?
What was that?
Are there like singing tune bullets?
Yeah. What was your question?
I'm going to ask where you got that weapon a little bit later. Maybe confiscate it, but can't focus.
I'm from the South.
Oh, America. Oh, that's right. I understand.
I was scared and cold earlier.
Is that why you were a little heavier than I expected? Because you were carrying.
Oh, let's not talk about women's
weight. A lot of barbecue.
Wait. It's a natural weight for her.
Age. Listen, sure. I have a theory.
You do?
Yes. If Janet Voorhees was a werewolf, then chances are it runs in the family, which means that the boys camp might be in danger.
Wait, what about Pamela?
That's what I'm saying. She might be a werewolf,
is that
too.
Where she's going?
She's over at the boys' camp trying to identify the dead body of her son.
I think so this is a right good excuse to go to the boys.
Wait, how does this so-called infection transfer with werewolves or whatever you call them?
It's hereditary. That's... In the book of werewolves, which I have with me, it's definitely hereditary carried down through the mother.
Runs in the family, not contagious then?
Not contagious, no.
Okay, thank goodness. You're all right.
Not
to say
in this
those
area.
Words.
Thank you. So I'm not going to turn into a werewolf.
I was a little worried about that.
My story's not over.
Yeah.
Well, we should disinfect her wound as quickly as possible.
Yes. We fair. Definitely want to treat it with benzoyl peroxide.
Yes. Well, it's going to sting, but it's necessary.
But I am quelled by her recitation of information. But I'm dealing with her wounds, putting all the peroxide on. We're wrapping it up. Oh.
Okay, so you're doing that. So mm-hmm. The idea is now to go to the boys' camp.
Yes.
All right.
Does anybody have like a silver item, like a bracelet or a silver?
You know, Tutti Frutti wears all of those silver chains all the time. Perhaps she has some of her jewelry in her office.
She does. She wears a lot of silver
she
chains.
She does. It's very
that's
strange.
True. I feel like
she
we should.
Perhaps it's related.
I feel like we should also wrap the wound in silver just to be safe.
Just to be safe, in case it's not hereditary.
Well, because we know that silver is a weakness of lycanthropes.
Well, then what if it hurts me? Counselor Brenda, you still have so much to teach me. That, you just taught me that, but you still got to teach me how to make a good fire.
Don't worry, Debbie. We'll get to it.
So where is Tutti Frutti?
Oh, we're going to her office to get some of her jewelry.
Some of her silver jewelry.
So you guys run to Tutti Frutti's office. It's locked.
Oh.
But you do have weapons.
Yeah.
You know what? I know where she is, though. She is,
at the gas station.
She's at the gas station.
All right. Don't worry. Don't you remember? This is one of those offices that has a window, like a reception window. Why don't I just lift this window, reach my arm around to the door, unlock the door, and just open the door.
I mean, that's probably better than us trying to bash in the door.
Yes, you don't want to damage anyone else's property.
All right. Damage.
Roll a d20.
17.
2. So you're able to just with ease,
right,
just crack right open.
Sometimes
right
when we're panicky, we overlook the obvious. Don't worry about it. It's okay.
I have been panicky, I'll be honest, guys.
All right. So we go in and
we're office opens up.
We haven't had enough hashtag berries ingested, but since they were in the kitchen, let's have a random player suffer from them.
Ooh, thank you. Right. So we have a berry, and it's a random player. I'm going to give it to Kate.
Oh, snap.
So roll a d6.
Oh, shit. I'm going to roll this one. It's
pretty.
It's a 6. Oh, no. Right, I know what that is.
Eat a berry.
Yep. Great.
I don't remember what 6 was.
That's animal
noises. Oh, don't worry. I'll remind you.
I know what it is.
Don't worry, girl. I got you.
Animal sounds. Oh, no. Animal sounds.
And what will be the animal of choice, dear Cameron?
Ooh, let's go with a kitty. So Tutti Frutti's office opens up. You guys run on in, turn on the lights.
Mm-hmm.
What are people going for?
We're trying to ransack her silver jewelry. Because she wears lots of silver jewelry.
She's got so many chains.
So what do you take?
I see a bracelet that I've always admired of hers. In general, so I'm looking for the bracelet, and I think I find it on the bedpost, clasped around the bedpost.
Okay, do you want to take anything else? You are in her office.
Mm. Well, I did have my eye on something else that was very special. I have to think about it for a second.
Okay, we'll come back around.
Hashtag weapon, a small metal box labeled for stump removal in emergencies only. Inside is a single stick of dynamite with a match that may have or may not light anymore.
Okay. So, what do you take?
I go over to the desk. There's a little desk.
Sound like an animal.
I'm explaining what happens. I'm not even talking in character, Cameron. I walk over to the desk. There is a desk lamp on the desk like this, and there's a little silver chain just hanging off that. So I walk over and I go,
what's wrong with your voice? Oh, is she a wolf?
That is not the sound of a wolf.
No, it sounds more feline.
And you barf up a hairball.
I'll Melody, investigate.
What did you do? Melody, were you eating any of those awful canned vegetables that you cooked?
What do you grab, Kelly?
I want to, like, so, like, when owls chuck stuff up, you can, like, see everything they've eaten in their stuff. So I go digging through her vomit to see if I can find answers.
Oh. Okay, roll a d20.
Okay. 6.
What are you hoping to find?
I'm hoping to find evidence of, she had to have eaten something that would have been bad, so I don't know what I'm looking for.
All you just find is moosh.
All I find is moosh, but I do see something, and I'm like, this could be it, and I taste
no.
it.
No! Like a true scout would.
You're gonna have, every third word is a meow now. And what are you grabbing, Tutti Frutti's
I'm
office?
I'm looking for any, like long silver chains, like anything sure. that, you know, could potentially be used to, like, subdue someone, and then just, like, silver bracelets and stuff to, like, protect myself.
Going back around, what did you...
So I ransacked the file cabinets. This was my opportunity to rewrite history. When I was in my last year of camp, I got stuck in a paddle boat. And I struck down the paddle boats for the entire summer. So I am hoping to find the record that exists of me doing that and destroy it.
Now, I am a big fan of all the records and the history of the camp. So if I see her doing this, I'm going to, like, try to stop her.
Both of you roll d20s.
9.
7, 2, 8.
Oh. Wow.
So you're going through the file cabinet. You pull out the file and you see her. Every
Kessler George, meow.
I'm not,
what are you meowing?
I am admiring my many years of service here at Camp Sophia.
Admiring that meow.
Okay, what is going on here? This is seriously weird.
Everyone's joking around and playing pranks on us.
I'm not meow.
I don't think they're playing a prank.
Yeah.
Okay.
I told you sometimes girls are mean.
So all these two are meowing at each other. What do you want to do with the file?
Well, does she get successfully get away from me, or does she?
There's this meowing.
Great.
Thing.
I literally. Okay, stop. I want to take the file away from everybody.
It's in her mouth.
Okay. Well, I want to grab it
from her mouth. Roll a d20.
11.
Roll a d20.
Mom.
She's able to kind of just slobbery file.
Okay, stop being ridiculous. All right, we need to figure out a way to
make... You're done meowing, you still got every third word meow. Wow. But you wait a minute later.
Yes, counselor.
Okay,
meow.
Everyone is going insane. You started meowing, you started eating paper.
Oh, I'm okay again. Oh, thank goodness. Oh my God, what is
am I meowing?
Listen, we have to get over to the boys' camp immediately.
Yes, I agree.
They could be in grave danger.
Okay.
Yes, we meow.
What were you doing with this file anyway, George? Do I see what used to be on it?
Kind of. Like, there's just smudgy wet writing.
It's just, you are who you were, and if I could get rid of who I was, I could be someone on it. But, George, our life experiences are what come together to make us the people we are today. You overcame a great hardship, and you're okay, and people look up to you today. Listen, Demi even said that she thought of you as, like, a god.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Meow. We are all in progress.
Okay. Nobody's perfect.
You don't have to meow anymore.
I do. I'm really impressed by you.
Oh, that sounds so wonderful.
Oh, I'm so glad that checked.
That was
very scary.
Maybe where there was a gas leak.
I'll never eat vomit again.
That's probably for the best.
So you guys start making your way towards the boy camp.
I want to look if there's an umbrella or a walking stick anywhere.
Roll a d20.
3.
19.
Nope. Okay, great. I just grab the chain and that's it.
So you guys start making your way towards the boy camp. And while you're doing that, this character was made for a while ago, you start hearing Weird Al Yankovic. It turns out the boys really splurged to get Weird Al to come and perform a concert for them.
Is he even relevant yet? He's like
1983.
He's like a kid still.
I mean, Eden hasn't come out yet. He's touring.
Yeah, he's just doing colleges and camps.
Yeah, he's just doing a one-man accordion show.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I have a feeling that this guy's going to be relevant for a lot longer than anybody thinks he's going to be.
He's so talented. Yeah. Really another one rides the bus.
He's a good musician and very he's very much. Funny.
So funny.
Very... Excuse me, sir?
Yes. Are you going to Weird Al?
Yeah.
In the middle of his concert?
Yeah. Excuse us.
Excuse us. Excuse me, sir.
Hello. You seem like a funny musician.
Type. You also seem like you have control of an audience right now. Perhaps we can get him to relay a message.
Yeah, could you improvise a song about the fact that the camp might be under attack by werewolves?
Might be under attack by werewolves.
Are you really a geek?
No, I'm living right now.
Let everybody know they're genetic werewolves.
Genetic werewolves.
Let me answer that first question. You better believe it. I was the valedictorian at my college.
So I can be a geek and popular?
It can happen for you.
What?
Yeah. Oh, think of a song about it. There might be werewolves. All right. starts playing the accordion. Do you hear the howl of the moon? You better get out of here. You're going to die soon.
Yes, good. Keep going.
That's all I got right now. I'm more of a writer than an improviser.
Okay.
We have a talent show coming up over at the girls' camp. If you'd like me to sign you up, I can do that.
Girls only.
Oh, sorry.
That's you true. Get cross-dress.
All right.
Hair is long enough.
So he's told all the boys, and some of the boys are like, what? Oh, this is so stupid. Ew, girls,
boys, listen. I understand this is very confusing, but we are serious. We are in danger. I need you all to go back to your rooms immediately while us counselors talk with the boy counselors about the danger that we're in. Everyone stay calm, put your head between your knees, and just breathe.
Don't do that.
Just go back to your rooms. Just go back to your rooms. It's okay.
What?
Just go back to your rooms, everybody. Okay. Everything's fine.
Are there any cute boy counselors that like we may know?
Yeah, most of them are like baseball players.
Yeah. So like, you said, is that what our end of the season game is baseball?
Yeah.
So who do we see? Is there like?
You see Josh Peterson, who could eat anything and is in the most amazing shape in the world.
Is there a geeky guy that I might like?
Yeah, Kevin McDillon.
Oh, Kevin McDillon.
I like your priorities.
I'm very important. So I go up to Kevin McDillon.
Yeah. Okay.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey.
Did you know that there was a guy named Jason?
You want to go out when camp's over?
What?
You want to go on a date when camp's over?
What?
You don't have to say yes. That's fine.
No, I mean, yes.
Oh, okay. My God.
You want to?
Cool.
I run over to my best friend, who is a male counselor there, Steve, and I'm like, oh my God, Steve!
Hey!
There, do you see what's happening?
Yeah, those nerds are gonna go on a date, that's cute.
It's gonna be so great.
What's this about werewolves? Are you guys pulling a pranker?
No! I helped kill a werewolf at the girls' camp.
What?
Yeah!
No way!
Yes way!
Oh my God!
I know!
Counselor Brenda, do you have a crush on him?
Oh, no, I mean...
I'm gay.
Oh, I mean, that's...
What's that?
It's more accepted in a couple of years.
Cool, thanks. I've just got so much to learn, and she's the one that teaches me everything.
That's nice.
Listen.
Yeah.
We need to rally all of the boys. We need to get all of the kids to safety, and then we need to all get together, grab any kind of weapons that you can, and we need to go down to the lake where Mrs. Voorhees is identifying the body of her drowned child.
Oh, yeah, we should have been watching that kid, but what are we going to do?
I understand.
So he's doing that. He's gathering up all the boys. Kevin McDillon takes your hand.
It's sweaty.
Both of ours. Both
yeah.
of the hands are... This is nice.
Yeah. Wetter than I thought.
Okay.
This is legit the first time I've ever been touched by a boy that wasn't my father.
Melody, what do you want to...
I have wolf fur in my eye. I'm rallying the boys to all go back to their rooms so that they're safe.
They're like, oh, this is bullshit.
Come on now, boys. Off we go.
Language.
This is a load of crap. Yeah.
Puppets.
They all go into their rooms.
Yeah.
And at that point, what was his name? Mr. Inimon Digimon, who is the boys' camp runner.
Inimon Digimon?
That's the name.
Great.
Inimon Digimon comes running up and goes, what's the meaning of all this?
Oh, I'm afraid we have an animal attack.
Director Digimon. Director Digimon.
Yeah. Where's Tootie McFruity? Where's Tootie Fruity?
She went. Tootie Fruity's going to a call box with one of our campers. She had a slight accident. We're just going to take her to the hospital.
There's been a
several emergency.
What?
Or monsters, bears. I mean, it's just been ridiculous.
All right, one at a time. You've seen the monsters, you tell me what's going on.
Listen, Mr. Digimon.
Yeah.
What happened was a young girl went missing from our camp. We found her. She was reporting things to us about crazy giant wolves. We went back to our camp, and it turns out that the daughter of our resident chef was actually a werewolf.
A werewolf.
From what we know, werewolfism is hereditary.
Hereditary.
And therefore, her mom, who is currently over here, is most likely a werewolf.
She came
to identify the body of her dead son, Jason.
Dead son!
Oh. I killed a mouse-looking thing with a can of vegetables.
There was also a mouse thing, yes.
A lot has happened.
Yes.
What a day.
The point is, we think everybody at your camp is in danger of being attacked by a werewolf.
Danger.
My God.
Yes.
He walks over, gets in his car, and drives.
Leaving
the camp for you and the rest of the male counselors.
Absolutely.
All right.
What a party.
Listen. We cannot be discouraged by the irresponsibility of adults who have been detached from the importance of the youth of today.
What she said.
She's going to be a politician one day.
We need to rally and take down this werewolf. Rally!
Come on.
So,
everyone, grab your weapons.
So you start making your way down to the lake.
Alone? Yes.
I'm going to grab a baseball bat.
With the boys.
I'm grabbing
counselors.
A baseball bat that's just laying around because
And they all have their baseball bats because they're all baseball players.
I have one also in my hand.
While we're walking down, I do see, like, out of the corner of my eye, and I don't talk to him, but the boy equivalent of, like, the overeager, like, camp, like, self-proclaimed, like, camp president.
Yeah.
Self-proclaimed. Tyler doesn't exist, but he made it.
Yeah.
He's waving to you.
And I'm, like, trying to play it too cool.
Hey, when a boy likes you, you should just be brave.
I don't know. Really? Do you think he likes me?
I didn't know Kevin likes me.
You guys are holding hands a lot. Your hands look very sweaty.
There's a lot of drippage.
They are.
You should
hears.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely not masking my voice because I'm being very bold about this. You should wave back to him.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See?
He waves, and as he does, we reach our third goal.
Oh!
A famous camp character. As he waves, Bill Murray, not the Bill Murray, but Bill Murray character from Meatballs comes up and pats him on the shoulder. Good on you, kid.
Wait, you have other adults that work in this camp besides Director Digimon?
Yeah.
They're counselor. Are you a counselor? Is Bill Murray a counselor?
I like do the PE thing.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Oh, so you're the reason everybody's so good at baseball.
Yeah.
Cool. Would you like to join the talent show?
For what?
I don't know. You can come teach everybody how to get a good swing.
Curls only, Debbie.
Oh, that's right. Curls only. Nope, that's right. That's a rule. Can't break it. Sorry, sir.
So as you guys start making your way, you see Mrs. Voorhees over Jason's body. Like, my baby!
Move her away from the
bus. There she is. Come away.
Really quickly. This is a safe
at
distance.
Night.
Yeah.
And the moon is out.
Yep.
A very dapper-looking camper walks up. He doesn't speak, but somehow you know his name is Boo. Nobody pays attention to the one skinny camper that keeps insisting Boo is a giant chicken.
So, what were you saying? This is at night.
So it's at night,
yes.
and then the moon is out.
Yes.
Clearly, because it made Janet a werewolf. So by theory, it would mean that Pam was a werewolf. If she was a werewolf,
if the thing that Debbie had said was true,
I'm looking at my records, you guys, and she should be a werewolf.
She's not.
Hashtag weapon. The party finds a box labeled "In Case of Werewolves" in a glass window. On the box that shows a fancy silver dagger. However, the box can't be opened no matter how hard they try. Maybe Cam will allow it to be used as a bludgeoning weapon.
So there's a box. So, the full moon is out of his voice. It's not changed into a werewolf.
Okay, so I'm pretty at ease right now.
So
I don't even know what truth is anymore.
My baby boy. She picks up Jason's dead body and just starts walking off.
Pamela.
I'll go talk to her about death.
Wait, no.
Okay.
Mrs. Voorhees?
Yes, child. Oh, my sweater. How do you like it?
It's been very comforting.
That's nice.
We don't have comforting news for you, though.
Oh, no.
We had to... Were you aware of your daughter's...
Aware? You said aware!
...condition?
She's so smart. She was a werewolf? Else.
Wait. Yes?
Yeah. I just wanted to grow up normal.
We killed her.
Oh my god. George, break the news nicely. If there's
maybe
one
maybe she's finally at peace.
I'm in shock. She would try to attack us and kill us.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
She gashed me.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, I should go to a doctor.
Hey, wait, did you say you're glad she's at peace?
Yeah. She was constantly tortured.
Wait, Counselor Brenda, take her aside. She's incredibly calm about the death of her daughter.
That is true. It's a little suspicious.
It is a little suspicious.
Two campers come out of the water. One of them is named Boo. He's completely quiet and a giant chicken. And
he is completely quiet and he's a giant chicken.
That was paid for. And
he's a silent and giant chicken.
The other one is Buddy, a Canadian guy, a Canadian named Guy de la Sauce, also who's has a little hipster mustache.
French Canadian.
Yeah, French Canadian. Comes swimming out of the water, him and Boo, and he goes, "So sorry, we're doing a night swim."
Oh. You may have made my choice too soon with Kevin.
Did you not hear the child that drowned here? But
yeah, you didn't do anything about it.
We did nothing. Surely there will be no vengeance, though. He is dead.
I don't know that that's entirely true.
Just so you know, I'm remembering both of your faces, and I'm going to tell the police about you.
That's right.
That is fine. Hang loose.
As soon as Fruity Tootie comes back with all the police.
Tootie, Fruity.
Tootie, Fruity, Fruity, Tootie. Yes.
I do not care.
Well, we're sorry about your loss, Mrs. Voorhees.
Thank you.
Would you like us to take you to the police so you can report a murder?
If you don't mind.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's get back to camp, warm her up.
Yes, Bill Murray, who's not Bill Murray.
Yeah, character from Meatballs.
Mr. Meatballs Bill Murray?
Yeah.
Do you have a car by any chance?
Yeah, I got a Pinto.
Okay, we need to take Mrs. Voorhees to town so she can file a police report.
All right, no problem. So goes, gets in the car. So the four of you, are you going to go in the car with her?
Yes, yeah.
All right, so he's got to open his trunk because there's no way there's this many seats.
This is exciting.
So you guys get in the trunk.
Yeah.
And you drive to the police
it's
station.
It's a station wagon, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a hatchback, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit of a hatchback.
I'm still looking through all of my papers and all of my records and all the books that I always carry with me. And I'm just something's not right.
I agree. And my wound is just not closing.
You know, I don't think Emma's character has had any hashtag berries yet. Let's fix that.
Emma, have a bee.
Okay.
Have a berry.
Have a berry.
And okay. Then roll a d6.
Sounds good. One.
You're laughing maniacally.
This is not a funny situation.
I don't know. I can't help it.
Every time you laugh, it makes my tongue worse.
This is an awful
possibly. You're making County George's pain worse.
It's so like,
you should stop.
I want to stop, but I can't.
It's like tremoring the gashes. It's what?
It's tremoring the gashes with every laugh. It feels like it's doing the same
thing. Oh, no. Oh. What do you mean?
Mrs. Voorhees turns around. Why are you laughing?
I don't know.
Something's wrong. Something's wrong.
Meatball Bill Murray's like probably just remembering a joke. Killer joke. We've all been there.
So wait, you said that every time she's laughing, it's making your wounds tremor?
Yes.
Okay, this is weird. There's like, in the back of one of the books, there's like, of the book on werewolves, it's like all about genetics, and there's one that says like, in some rare situations, it can be passed through like a scratch and happiness. happiness makes it spread.
I don't feel happy. I just don't know why I can't stop laughing.
You sound very happy.
It sounds like a shock response. Honestly, it's perfectly natural. You just have to wait for
the car. So you guys pull over. The car pulls over in front of the police station. Omari takes Mrs. Voorhees up. And it's just the four of you now in the car.
I put myself in the front seat.
Just to get comfy.
Georgie, are you still bleeding?
You don't need to laugh anymore.
Am I still what?
Are you still bleeding?
Did you get scratched? Like, scratched by the werewolf or scratched by something like a can?
I really can't tell you in the heat of the moment. I was just knocked down.
Let us see it.
Let us see it now.
So I lift my shirt to reveal.
It's canoe marks. Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's like, it's disgusting. It's like turning black. And like,
so you guys have the car. The keys are in the ignition. Do you want to take her to the hospital?
Hospital, we have to go immediately. They'll be fine at the station. Let's go. Who can drive?
I'll drive.
No, I'll drive. No, you lay on the back.
All
lay down
of you
in the
roll
back.
A D20 to see who's going to drive.
I am not driving. I would drive on the wrong side of the road.
16.
I'm
4.
Doing that. 8. All right.
16.
Counselor Brenda is the one that probably has best voice.
I have a driver's license. I can do this.
All right. You're gonna be okay, don't worry.
I put a compress on it.
Okay.
Oh.
So at the hospital.
It feels so nice to be taken care of.
At the hospital, the doctor's sewing up your wounds. Hey, good thing you guys got in here. This is gonna, you're gonna bled out.
Really?
Oh yeah, these are really big wounds.
We were very, very negligent.
Oh yeah.
How long does it take to become a doctor?
Couple years.
Couple years?
Yeah, you gotta go through regular college, then medical school, about 6.
Thanks for letting us stay in here while you stitch her up. I'm a budding medical professional myself.
Oh, don't look directly at it, you will pass out.
That's fantastic. So where are you girls coming from?
You're from Camp Sophia.
Oh,
I'm going slower. Why are you going so fast?
You are going very quickly. And then delicacy.
So this is how you do it? I just want to remember.
Yeah, but it's a real loop-de-loop situation.
But don't look at it, either. Look away everywhere but where you're doing it.
Anyway.
Oh, we've had kind of a crazy day. She's fallen into quicksand, everybody, quick.
No, that's just a broken chair. Don't worry about it. It's a small town hospital near a summer camp.
The medical bed seems to be lowering.
A little unnecessary,
Doc. Let's raise the medical bed once more. There we go. Continue.
All right. So, did you guys hear about what happened there tonight? This must have been kind of crazy.
What are you talking about?
I heard some kind of big animal got killed and some kid died at the boys' camp.
Oh, don't know.
It's a two unrelated incident.
Wait, why do you know about
that? How did you hear about this?
It's a small town.
Nobody's gone out except
I'm the only doctor. I had to go identify the boy's body and make sure he was in fact dead.
I will tell you guys, I'll be honest. I am looking to link some of these things.
You are.
Things are not making sense.
You're a 14-year-old. You're very suspicious.
I am. I'm very suspicious. At all times, I want things to add up, and they're not.
So, doctor, have you ever seen any injuries like this before?
Scratches? Wounds? Yeah. Oh, God. What was the cook's name from the girls' camp?
Pamela Voorhees.
Yeah, that's right, Mrs. Voorhees. She brought her daughter in last year around this time. She had similar wounds.
And were they infected also?
These aren't infected.
What's that black stuff?
I don't know.
You're a great doctor. Couple years in medical school.
No! Okay, oh, no. Now's my time once again to take my mentor aside. Counselor Brenda.
Yes, Debbie.
If Janet Voorhees had these same wounds a year ago, and then she became a werewolf. I think all of my research may have been completely wrong, and I think this is passed on through scratching, and I think that Counselor Georgie is possibly becoming a werewolf.
We have to figure out a way to stop the lycanthropy from setting on.
You use huge words, and I respect you for it.
Are you guys talking about lycanthropy?
Yes.
It's candle making. Don't you worry about it. How? What are we going to do?
I think if legend serves right, I believe the person... As long as you kill the first wolf, the person who got hurt doesn't turn into a wolf.
I want to say that's vampires.
Oh!
I don't know.
No,
I think that sounds about right. So if I killed the vampire that scratched me, we're good?
Were you scratched by a vampire?
I'm a little delirious.
A little bit.
She's from delirious.
Blood loss.
She means the werewolf.
But you do mean the pack leader, perhaps the alpha.
Old Ben said that there were wolves out on the cliffside. Do you know Old Ben?
That ripped hermit.
Let's clarify.
Oh my God, is it Old Ben?
Which one needs to die in order for us to...
I believe the wolf that attacked you, I believe.
Oh, we're good.
Ben is dead.
She is. But yes. She didn't kill her. It was Lillian.
I think as long as it's dead.
Oh, good. Dead. Then you're fine. Yay.
Well, I'm feeling much better. You already killed the wolf that attacked her.
Yeah.
Good. I mean, I'm never going to come volunteer at this camp again, but I'm glad it's all wrapping up nicely.
I feel like I've got to rewrite this werewolf history for the medical chair.
This bed is so shockingly
cheap. All right, I'll get a better chair. God, the 17-year-old's going to tell me how to be a doctor.
Your equipment is shoddy, just like your degree, sir.
Wow.
What do you do?
Well, I'm a counselor.
At 19?
I'm 17. What are you looking at me like that for?
All the men I've seen today.
Yes, don't you dare!
Jonah, he does not.
Oh, Al, put your shirt down.
I think he just reversed the puberty he went through earlier.
So
awful.
He drops his shirt.
Jesus.
You guys.
Well, we may not have been able to save little Jason Voorhees, whose existence we didn't know about until the moment of his death.
Still heartbreaking.
But Dad, I think we've achieved something here today. I've been a little overly suspicious of Pamela, but now she's with the police, and I trust that everything's going to work out okay for her.
A-okay.
So, that's timing.
Hashtag character made brooding brunette wonders by who's looking for love from a werewolf, but may instead, when all is said and done, settle for a vampire.
What happened?
A brooding brunette wanders by who's looking for love from a werewolf, but all right, we'll get there. So, we cut back to the camp.
Yep.
It's been a week later.
Okay.
It's a week later. Camp is settling down. Parents are picking up their kids. The talent show was a huge success.
Oh, yes, it was.
Yes.
And,
having Weird Al
show up.
Weird Al did show up.
A hashtag character shows up. Someone say like then? It's Michael Sheen's character Lucian from the Underworld movies.
People are picking up their kids and all this other stuff. Looks like that's going to be it. Mm-hmm. Some of the people picking up their kids include a 3-foot-tall Stephen Dorff, who's picking up his young son.
Young daughter.
Or daughter. Stephen Dorff looks very... Oh, yes. Picking up
this
his young daughter.
Camp.
Stephen Dorff looks very young, but he's probably older than his daughter. A young brunette walking around looking for love from a werewolf, but settles for a vampire.
Mm-hmm. She was a weird one. Good thing we have local vampires as well as hermits.
It's very true. And then a long-haired man named Lucian, wearing all leather, comes up and goes, "I'm here to pick up my daughter."
Yes, and that's my dad.
That's your dad.
Hey, counselor, my dad's here, so I've got to go. But can you just teach me how to make a fire real fast?
Of course. So I start to we're hanging out in front of the main clubhouse camp. And so I start working on it, and it's I have perfectly sawed logs.
It's just gorgeous.
It's just beautiful. They're crisscrossed and stacked up.
While you're doing this, so you're
there's like coals underneath.
There's a very slow piano version of Bully Bully playing. Yep.
And I just get I strike one of those long matches perfectly along the side of a box and just throw it in, and the fire just beautifully ignites.
It's beautiful. Credits over this, as it says, 1 year later. George and Kevin are on their date.
Oh, after a year later?
A year later.
We finally went on our first date a year later.
This might not be a first.
You're on a date.
But you're on a date and holding hands, and the movie playing in front of you stars Bill Murray and John Candy.
Yeah!
And is about a raccoon being sent back in time from the 60s for a caveman. Kevin's holding your hand, and he looks over to you, and he goes, "This is great."
Yeah, this is great.
I think
we should go all the way.
What?
What?
What'd you say?
I think we should go all the way.
He immediately gets up halfway through the movie, takes your hand.
Kevin! No!
Walks out of the front of the theater, and you look up, and the moon is full. And hair starts to grow out of your hair. Thank you for watching this episode of Tales of Terror, everybody!
Woo!
Get blood!
Yes! Yes!
So, I heard that all the way in England!
American Werewolf. Wait, American...
Don't come to London.
Yeah,
oh, no!
American Werewolf in London.
Thank you.
That's the next,
one.
The woods of New England, not a camp.
I was going to leave. I live here now.
Yeah, okay.
I live here now.
So going around the horn, guys.
Solidarity.
Thank you so, yeah, thank you so much for watching. Really appreciate it. We'll see you next week for another episode. Yeah. But going around the horn, Jessica Verde.
Hi, I'm Jessica Lynn Verde. I always have a hard time saying my last name too. you can find me performing Glam, which is the Gorgeous Ladies of Arm Matches, which is inspired by GLOW in Los Angeles.
I saw it. It's great. Go.
It's a freaking great show, guys, and I play a horrible person named Karen. It's live in Los Angeles, and you can find us at Ripley Improv.
Fantastic. Where can people find you online?
Say it again?
But online, did you
say? So you can go to my website, jessicalinverdi.com or ripleyimprov.com, and all the info's there and dates.
Go grab them tickets.
Yeah, buddy.
Kate.
Awesome. Hello. Thank you so much for joining us today and for sending all of those weird and wacky animals so and monsters great. And creatures and people in. Please follow me on Twitter at haterstweets, and please follow my Instagram at kateinreallife.
And also, by the way, if this is your first time watching, Kate's a regular cast member on the show. And so is Scott, but he's out of town. I forgot to mention, that's why Scott's not here today. Do not worry. Don't think that we got rid of Scott.
He was the boy we found in the lake.
He was the lake boy.
He was the other boy, the one that drowned.
He was chicken boo.
We live here.
Kelly Vrooman. I do a bunch of sketch comedy. You can see my funny stuff on Facebook at kellyvroomancomedy.com. And also recently the film I did with Adam Green, one of the Hatchet series, Victor Crowley, that he just released the opening scene on YouTube. So look up Victor Crowley opening scene and you can see me get proposed to by Jonah Ray. So that's really fun.
Oh, that is fun.
Yeah, me and Kelly are on a sketch team together. Go check out that stuff.
Monthly called Tiny Muscles at the Pack Theater. And I'm also on Twitter at Kelly Vrooms.
Vroom.
Fantastic. Emma.
I'm Emma Fife. I can be found all over the internet, wherever Emma Fifes are sold, at my name, Emma Fife. Stick around, guys, because we have the season 3 premiere of Pencils and Parsecs. Coming up. So I'm not going anywhere. Therefore, you shouldn't go anywhere.
It's you should
be
dress like this.
A really great time. I'm not going to dress like this.
What a season 3 premiere.
I want this, by the way.
It's a great idea.
It's 3 months after the last season. You're just like, I just came back from a trip. Let me tell you about it. As for me, you can find me on twitter.com/JurassicAlien. That's where you can usually find me promoting all kinds of things. I'm one of the writers on Hyperforce, which big news today. We are going to be on issue 8 of Go-Go Power Rangers as a variant cover. The characters that we created here in the studio are going to be in out there, so that's really cool for us. So go watch that. And then tomorrow night, me, Kate, are going to be doing Indomitable along with Hector Navarro, Janelle Santa Cruz, and
Hector's
Scott Beasley there. Yes,
Woo-hoo.
Hector's back. That's our HeroClix show, so go check that out. And yeah, that's pretty much all of it, y'all. Thank you so much for watching. Yeah. Stick around for Pencils and Parsecs, and we'll see you next week. I got to go write a new horror story. Woo!